presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Bay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Cumberland River Hospital, proudly providing local health care for over 50 years.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our heart.
By Tennessee Land Management, your local source for all things concerning property improvement.
By Anderson Hometown Pharmacy, come to the 100% family-owned local pharmacy for all your prescription needs.
By Don Franklin Chevrolet of Burksville, make the short 30-minute drive north from Salina for your next new vehicle.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
It's the sixth game of the year for Clay County High School basketball. Second-year head coach Matt Walker and his 3-2 Lady Bulldogs look for their second straight win after dismantling the Coalfield Lady Yellow Jackets Monday night. 18th-year head coach Rob Edwards and his 3-2 Bulldog squad have won three straight after opening the season 0-2. Tonight, the teams have made the trip to Gordonsville, Tennessee for a District 6A doubleheader. Head coach Jake Dillard and his 0-7 Lady Tigers are desperately looking for their first win of the season, while head coach Trey Sanders and his 5-4 Tigers look to solidify their place as one of District 6A's top boys teams. Tonight's games will help determine seeding for the big District 6A tournament at the season's end. Welcome to Bulldogs versus Tigers.
Welcome to the David Benjamin TV phone and internet pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball featuring legendary coach Joe Sims and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
David is the Upper Cumberland's only authorized retailer, offering a combination of DirecTV, Dish Network, HughesNet, Exceed, Frontier, Charter, and Twin Lakes service.
Clay County fans, give him a call at 931-528-5233 or look him up on Facebook for all your technology needs. Because when you contact David Benjamin TV phone and internet, you'll be dealing with somebody like you, not a corporate contractor.
Though David Benjamin is the Lady Bulldog pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history while offering a wide array of antiques and collectibles.
Clay County Farm Supply, the community's leader in farm products and feed, while offering a wide array of home improvement and building supplies.
Salina Lumber, the getting place, serving Clay County as the place for all things home improvement for the better part of a century.
Homer Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Anderson Hometown Pharmacy. Come to the pharmacy owned by family for all your prescription needs and always be loud and Clay County proud.
And Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up, we will recap last week's games, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker, ask legendary Lady Dog coach Joe Sims what tonight's keys to the games are, hear a final word from our host, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
This is the David Benjamin TV Phone and Internet Pregame Show. We're excited to have you with us for our third Bulldog Basketball Game of the Week broadcast on the Horizon Sports Network. For the first time this year, we're on the road with the Dogs. I'm Daniel Strong, set to bring you the play-by-play action. Later on, we'll have the privilege of being joined by former Lady Bulldogs head coach Joe Sims for the girls' game, and then by former Bulldog head coach Thomas Watson for the boys' game. For now, I'm accompanied by the network's analyst and statistician, Thomas Weaver.
Another big conference matchup tonight, Daniel, as Clay County comes in here to Gordonsville. The Dogs are looking to remain unbeaten in 6A, while the Lady Dogs are searching for their first win in this new conference. And it's always a pleasure to be alongside here with you, cuz, for our Game of the Week coverage. And I can't say enough about the other two new color analysts we have. What legendary coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson have brought to our broadcast so far this season has been incredible. And it's an honor to have them as a part of the team.
Certainly he is proud to have them. We knew we needed somebody to fill that role that Coach Edwards was doing for us during the football season, and they filled that role nicely.
We can't thank them enough, Daniel, for jumping on board, along with a long list of sponsors who have helped make our coverage of Clay County basketball possible this season. The support has been out of this world, and we want them to know how much we appreciate each and every one of them.
We do. We say it every week, and we're going to continue to say that every week.
With their support, we're able to launch the Horizon Sports Network this past fall. Did an entire football season. Now we're well into our round ball season. We've come a long way, but we want folks to remember this all got its start with our long-running Del Hall Horizon newspaper, and these live stream broadcasts are simply an extension of that. So we want to encourage everyone listening to pick up a copy of next week's newspaper to follow up tonight's broadcast for in-depth coverage of tonight's game and last Monday's contest at Coalfield. Not only will you find stories and stats, but also great photos by Nancy McLean and that Bulldog Blitz staff.
Well, they do a good job. Nancy, I know, was covered for several years now and got some excellent photos all last year and into this year, too.
With that, let's get into the Horizon Weekly Recap, a summary of what was in print this week in the newspaper. The Lady Dogs had a tough week after getting off to a 2-0 start and lost games to both Macon County and Jackson County. The headline read, Lady Dogs dropped back-to-back games, Daniel.
It did, and first we'll look at that Macon County game. Full court pressure in the opening quarter led to the Lady Dogs' demise. The Macon County press resulted in 10 Lady Dog turnovers and an early 20-8 lead for the Lady Tigers. After cutting their deficit to 10 during the second quarter, the Black and Gold fell further behind and trailed 19-36 at the half. A third quarter 11-1 run was sparked by junior Kenzie Arms, though, and cut the deficit to single digits. Her score, paired with four free throws from junior Taylor Strong and 3 points from senior Brittany Boone, put Clay County trailing by 9 late in the third. That flurry of scoring wasn't enough, though, and the Lady Dogs were handed their first loss of the year. Final score, Clay County 51, Macon County 65.
tough loss for the Lady Dogs against a good team, Daniel.
Excellent.
Great team. Kenzie Arms had 21 in the contest. Taylor Strong, 18. Brittany Boone, 5. Cara Butterworth, 3. Maddie Harlan, 2. And Rachel Copas, the freshman, rounded out the scoring with a bucket.
Looking now at the second game that you talked about in that headline against Jackson County, it was a quiet first quarter in the girls' game. It ended with Jackson County leading 6-3. However, the Lady Dogs battled back to lead 15-14 at the intermission. The Lady Blue Devils blew the contest open, though, in the third quarter with 4 3-pointers, giving them a 9-point lead heading into the final stanza. Clay County was outscored 12-15 in the fourth, and they picked up their second loss of the season by a final score of 37-49.
Low scoring defensive battle for sure. No Lady Dog in double digits. So the senior, Cara Butterworth, led the team with 9 points. Kenzie Arms had 8. Brittany Boone, 6. Maddie Harlan, 6. Taylor Strong, 5. And Rachel Kovas rounded out the scoring for the Lady Dogs with 3.
Tough week for the girls, but I look for them to bounce back tonight.
I do, too. And on the other hand, the Dogs got not only their first win of the season, but made it 2 in a row, Daniel. That headline read, Dogs draw even on the season with big wins over Macon, Jackson County.
Opening up with that Macon County game, the Dogs led 12-10 at the end of one. Junior Gavin Silk and sophomore Jake Ashlock led the Bulldogs on a 10-3 run to start the second quarter. The teams went back and forth for the rest of the first half, and Clay County led by 5, 27-22 at the half. The Clay defense tightened up the screws during the third, though, allowing the Tigers only 5 points, while they scored 13 to lead 40-27 headed into the fourth quarter. Junior Landon Woodcock scored 17 points in the fourth quarter to secure the Bulldog victory 60-46.
Like you said, Woodcock led the way with 22 in the contest. Gavin Silk had 15. Jake Ashlock, 14. Great combo there between those guys in that game.
It was.
B.J. Emerson had 8 off the bench, and Heath Kimes rounded up scoring with 1 free throw.
Looking at the second game that the Horizon covered, the Jackson County one, the Black and Gold led that one 12-10 at the end of one, supported by 4 points from senior Seth Ogletree. Junior Heath Kimes had 4 of his own in the second to help Clay County lead 28-21 at intermission. Junior Landon Woodcock scored 10 during the third to extend the Bulldog lead to 52-31 after 3. An evenly matched fourth quarter with the Blue Devils secured the first district win for Clay County 65-44.
The Smith County transfer Landon Woodcock led the way again in this game with 24 big points. Gavin Silk added 11. Heath Kimes 8. Senior Seth Overtree had 7, B.J. Emerson 6, Jake Ashlock 4, Mason Sharp 3, and Ben Bailey rounded out the scoring with 2.
Now, both teams were in action this past Monday night at Coalfield. The girls won 92-69, and the boys won 80-68. You can see next week's edition of the Horizon for full write-ups and photos of that.
That's right. That wraps up our Horizon Weekly Recap, a summary of what was in print last week. We're only about 32 minutes away from the Lady Dogs tip, and we're about to take a break. But before we do, we want to encourage everybody listening to share our link with one person right now. It just takes one. Contact at least one friend, family member, or whoever. Tell them to go to DelhollandHorizons.com/listen to hear tonight's games live. While you do that, enjoy these words from our sponsors and stay with us for more of our pregame show to come here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
With Twin Lakes Advanced Business Solutions, your business can stay connected 24/7 and have a peace of mind knowing local technicians and business solution consultants are only a phone call away. Choose Twin Lakes and get connected to solutions your business needs, all powered by a robust, reliable fiber network. From broadband speeds up to 1 gig to key systems special circuits, security, and more, Twin Lakes has you covered. Don't settle for anything less. See how Twin Lakes can keep your business connected today. TN Cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the David Benjamin TV Phone and Internet Pregame Show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. To begin, let's take a look at the championship history of tonight's team. The Gordonsville Lady Tigers have made three trips to the state tournament in their history. Those came from 1997 through 1999. They had one Elite Eight elimination and two Final Four eliminations. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs have made 10 state tournament appearances. Those were 1992 through 1995, 1997 and 98, 2001 and 2, 2004 and 2012. We have had three Elite Eight eliminations, two Final Four eliminations, four state runner-ups, and one state championship. Now we'll look at the series with Gordonsville. As we mention every week, our history coverage begins with the 2008 season, that being the first year after consolidation in Clay County. The Lady Bulldogs are 15-8 against the Lady Tigers since consolidation. We currently hold a five-game winning streak in the series. The Black and Gold have averaged 56 points a game against the Lady Tigers and have allowed them 43 points a game over the last 23 contests. Several Lady Dogs have had individual success in this series. These Lady Dog individual numbers date back to the 2011 season when Coach Sims returned to action. So we're going to start off here, call off a few names in the area of blocks. Looking at three blocks minimum per game, we have two listings here. Coming in second, Casey Cooper had three blocks against the Lady Tigers in 2012. And McKenna Biles sets it first in this category. She had five blocks against Gordonsville last year in 2017.
Heck of a game there. I think we've seen Biles' name before on that blocks list. I'm going to get quickly into steals. Five minimum per game. We have, looks like, five tied for second with five steals each. Mackenzie Hamilton in 2011, Jada Kerr in 2016, Ruby Richards in 2014, Sydney Roach in 2012, and Bethany Sherrill in 2015. Sitting at the top of the steals list, that's hard to say, Daniel, is Sydney Roach. She had six steals in 2012. I think that was when we brought home the gold ball.
Championship year. Rebounds now, 10 minimum in a game against Gordonsville. Two members tied at third here, Ashley Owens and Casey Cooper, both had 11 in a contest against the Lady Tigers. Owens in 2014, Cooper in 2012. Allie Brown sets it second. She had 13 rebounds in 2012. And Jada Kerr sits alone on top of this list with 18 rebounds in a single contest in 2015. That would have been her freshman year against the Gordonsville Lady Tigers.
Amazing game. Jumping to assists, five minimum in a game. Four tied for fifth with five. 2013 and 2011, Hannah Ogletree had five. 2014, Ashley Owens. 2012, Sydney Roach. Coming in tied for third are two young ladies, Jada Kerr and Sydney Roach. Both had seven assists, Kerr in 16, Roach in a historic 2012 season. Jada Kerr and Ashley Owens are tied for first with eight assists in a single game. Kerr in 2016, Owens in 14.
Moving on now to free throws made in the game. You had to have 10 to make this list against the Lady Tigers, and we do not have any that did that. Three-pointers now, minimum of five hit. We have two tied at first. Maddie Monroe back in 2012 hit five, and current player Taylor Strong last year hit five against Gordonsville. She may do it again tonight.
Like to see it. And moving to points per game, this is the feature category as always, Daniel. We have the top three has to be 20 points minimum. Taylor Strong, last year, 2017, had 22 points to come in third. Ashley Owens had 26 in 2013. And Casey Cooper, one shy of 30 points, 29 points in that historic gold ball season, 2012.
And that was a postseason contest game. That little asterisk there denotes that. Must have been a region opening round game. Now we'll look at the boys' team's championship history. The Gordonsville Tigers have made two appearances in the state tournament. Those came in 1973 and 1996. Both times they suffered Elite Eight eliminations. The Clay County boys have made eight state tournaments. They qualified in 1984 through 1986, 2006, 2011, and 2015 through 2017. We have had six Elite Eight eliminations, one Final Four elimination, and one state runner-up. Concerning the series with Gordonsville, the Clay County boys have been dominant. They hold a 21-4 record since consolidation. Coach Edwards' squad holds a seven-game winning streak against the Tigers entering tonight's matchup. The Bulldogs average 63 points per game against the Tigers, while they allow 49 to Gordonsville on average. A host of players have had success in many categories against the Tigers. First blocks, one listing here, the late Steve Dersham in 2009 had three blocks against Gordonsville.
That's the thing about these lists, Daniel. All kinds of names show up on them. You got to love that. Let's go to steals, five minimum per game. Have four tied for second, all with five steals in the game. Sean Garrett, Corey Hamilton did it twice, and Tyreek Key all had five steals in a single game against Gordonsville. At the top, there's that man, Tyreek Key, 2015, 2 years ago, had six steals against Gordonsville.
Now, rebounds, only one listing in the last 10 years of 10 or more rebounds in a game, and that's Gavin Silk. Last year, he had 14 in the contest.
Moving on to assists, all tied for fifth with five assists, Trent Bowles, Taylor Brown, Wyatt Mabry, and Dawson Russell. Coming in at third, tied for third, current player Heath Kimes and Tyreek Key had six assists. In the second spot, John Wayne Browning in 2016 had seven. And at the top again, Tyreek Key, eight assists against the Gordonsville Tigers 2016.
Free throws made. Tyreek Key hit 11 last year. We have had no Bulldogs that have hit 5 3-pointers in a contest in the last 10 years. I know Tyler Edwards accomplished the feat back in 2007. That's 1 year prior to our last start, and we're going to get back to that at later points in time, but I do happen to know that now.
Moving on to points per game, feature category, like I said before, tied for 10th with 20 points each. Trent Bowles in 2011, Wyatt Mabry 2016, Nolan Dell in 2008, coming in the ninth spot with 21 points against Gordonsville. Sean Garrett, 2009. Trent Bowles in the eighth spot with 23 in 2011. Trent Bowles again, we see a lot of names repeated on this list. Bowles was a great player, had 24 in 2010.
Now for those holding down the top spots. Two men tied, Tyreek Key and Trent Bowles are both tied for fifth with 27 points against Gordonsville. Tyreek Key holds down the top four spots all his own. He has 31, 33, 34, and 37 against Gordonsville during his illustrious career.
Amazing.
This has been a Battle Bulldog history brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the David Benjamin TV Phone and Internet Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball featuring legendary coach Joe Sims and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
David is the Upper Cumberland's only authorized retailer offering a combination of DirecTV, Dish Network, HughesNet, Exceed, Frontier, Charter, and Twin Lakes service.
Clay County fans, give him a call at 931-528-5233 or look him up on Facebook for all your technology needs, because when you contact David Benjamin TV Phone and Internet, you'll be dealing with somebody like you, not a corporate contractor.
Though David Benjamin is the Lady Bulldog pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to
preserve local history while offering a wide array of antiques and collectibles.
Clay County Farm Supply, the community's leader in farm products and feed, while offering a wide array of home improvement and building supplies.
Solana Lumber, the getting place, serving Clay County as the place for all things home improvement for the better part of a century.
Home Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it.
Holly's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Solana and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Anderson Hometown Pharmacy, come to the pharmacy owned by family for all your prescription needs and always be loud and Clay County proud.
And Budget Pest Control, when Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Up next, we will hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker. Ask legendary coach Joe Sims what tonight's keys to the game are for the Lady Dogs. Hear a final word before tip-off and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Bulldog locker room with head coach Rob Edwards. Brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply, the community's leader in farm products and feed, while offering a wide array of home improvement and building supplies. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County's road trip to Gordonsville, where the 3-2 Dogs will take on the 5-4 Tigers in search of their second District 6A win of the season. I'm here with head coach Rob Edwards for this edition of Inside the Bulldog Locker Room. Thanks for inviting us in today, coach.
Glad to have you, Thomas.
After a tough start, your team's won 3 in a row. What's been the difference in the last 3 games, coach?
Well, I think we just kind of settled in a little bit to what we like to do, what we feel comfortable doing, maybe not pressing for the entire 32 minutes, and had some guys step up and have some big night scoring and just kind of spread it around a little bit. I think it's just a growing process.
Well, you talked about your team kind of trying to find its identity early on, and like you said, they've kind of settled in. We've seen Woodcocks kind of been the leading scorer, but not necessarily carry us. You know, you got Gavin Silk, you got Jake Ashlock stepping up. Have you found that identity?
I wouldn't say that we're locked into anything right now, Thomas. We're still young as far as varsity playing time for a lot of these guys, and trying to figure out what our roles are and who I can depend on in certain situations. So I wouldn't say we're locked into anything right now. We're just a young basketball team and in the early part of the season and trying to win a few games here before Christmas.
I would have attributed it to defense myself. You didn't mention that until you guys went out and put up 80 in the win at Cofield Monday night. I'd said you'd gone back to that old school Rob Edwards basketball, that low scoring pace you used to play.
Well, we really tried to never stop playing defense, you know, even after the last couple of years, having a lot of offensive weapons, we still played some defense. Didn't look like it on some nights, but, and this team here, they're capable of holding teams in the 40s, you know, they're a good defensive team. We've got length, we've got some strong kids that can, they're hard to push around. And we've got some quickness, guys that are hard to get around and hard to beat off the dribble. So we can be a good defensive team when we need to.
Well, you proved that. Like you said, you held both Macon County and Jackson County in the 40s. You're going to win most games if you do that, aren't you?
You are. When you hold teams in the 40s, you know, we enjoy doing that. As a matter of fact, I do. Kids think it's a lot more fun to score 80 and, then give up. As long as you give up less than 80, you're okay. So I'm good with it either way. I think it depends on night to night who we're playing. And, we just go out and try to find a way to win each night.
Well, we mentioned it earlier. You've had multiple guys step up, like you and I both said. But it was Heath Kimes Monday night was the leading scorer.
Monday night's game was the type of game where guys like Heath are going to excel. It was just a fast pace up and down. Coalfield played 10 or 11 guys. We played our 8 or 9, 10 guys. And, we just really got after it. It was a, You know, the first half, if you could have been there to watch the first half, it was fun to watch. And it just seemed like the second half, everybody was tired. Both teams kind of got low in the fuel tank and things slowed down a lot. But, yeah, it's a fun game.
Well, with Kimes, I think he had 18 that night. We may need a little more out of him, along with B.J. Emerson, Mason Sharp, Ben Bailey, and these other guys. I hear you got one of our big guys down, Gavin Seal.
Yeah, Gavin got hurt in practice. About the last 2 minutes of practice on Wednesday, went down with an ankle sprain, and went to the ortho, and it's pretty swollen. It's pretty rough looking injury when he left here. And the ortho told him 3 to 5 weeks, but that's just a time frame. He didn't really tell him he couldn't do anything until then. But yeah, we're going to miss Gavin, obviously. I mean, Gavin brings so much. He's our second leading scorer so far. He's our leading rebounder. He's our defensive guy inside. He's the back man on our press. I mean, he just plays a lot of roles that, that we don't have another single guy that can do all that.
Well, and we saw against Macon County, he and Jake Ashlock kind of worked together in that high-low. I assume it'd be kind of B.J. Emerson and Jake Ashlock inside some? Or?
It will. It'll be Jake and B.J. inside and Sage tearing at times. And other times we're just going to go four out and one in and around Jake and try to move the ball around and reverse it and get some paint touches and see what we can get. But, it's going to take a little time. It's almost like starting over again when you lose a guy like Gavin. So it's going to take a little time for us to adjust.
Well, we hope it's quicker than that 3 to 5 weeks. You mentioned we all know ankles can be variable as far as recovery time goes. It kind of comes at a tough time, though, Coach. You know, tonight we're kicking off a three-game District 6A stretch. Starts with Gordesville. Goes to Trousdale next Tuesday and then wraps up with the top pick, Pickett County, the next Friday. So big stretch of games ahead of us.
Yeah, it's a tough three-game stretch for us, starting on the road tonight at Gordonsville, where it's always tough to play. Gordonsville's a quality team, and I've got some really good guards. I've got a 6'7" transfer from somewhere in Nashville. I've seen a little bit of film on them, and it'll be a good test for us on the road tonight for sure.
And down a man, what do we have to do to come out on top tonight against what you say is probably a pretty athletic Gordonsville team?
Well, I think first of all we just have to go out and get off to a good start with our lineup that we're going to have in there. We're going to have BJ in for Gavin, and we're going to just chug along best we can, see what works for us.
All right, Coach. Well, good luck tonight. Appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today. Folks, we'll be back here next Tuesday to preview the Dogs' home matchup with Trousdale County and hopefully talk about Coach Edwards' team still being unbeaten in district play. We hope you'll join us then.
This has been Inside the Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Rob Edwards. Brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply, the community's leader in farm products and feed, while offering a wide array of home improvement and building supplies.
Are you looking for quality health care close to home? Cumberland River Hospital offers emergency and acute care services, geriatric psychiatric care, outpatient physical therapy, and home health care. Our medical clinic serves geriatric, adult, and pediatric patients. Cumberland River Hospital has been serving this community for over 50 years. Our commitment to our community is the driving force behind what we do. Cumberland River Hospital is a proud supporter of Clay County Boys Basketball. It's the way we care.
Don Franklin Burksville Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Clay County Basketball. We're also proud to offer the folks of Clay County a safety off facility for all your vehicle needs. Whether you're looking for quality GM parts, or maybe GM Goodrich service, or what about a new or used car, truck, or SUV? We've got them, over 4,000 of them. Come up and visit us. We're at 1465 South Main, just across the river in Burksville, or you can call us at 1-800-766-9600, or you can see all 4,000 vehicles online at www.donfranklinautos.com.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family
Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family-owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice-cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud. Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Lady Bulldog locker room with head coach Matt Walker. Brought to you by Salina Lumber, the Getting Place, serving Clay County as the place for all things home improvement for the better part of a century.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County's road trip to Gordonsville tonight, where the 3-2 Lady Dogs will take on the 0-7 Lady Tigers in search of their first District 6A win of the season. I'm here with head coach Matt Walker for this week's edition of Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room. Thanks for inviting us in today, Coach.
Thank you. Pleasure to have you.
After a great start, got off to that 2-0 start, your team's kind of slacked off a little bit, dropped two in a row before getting back on track with a blowout of Coalfield Monday night. What's been the difference in the first two and the following two you lost, Coach?
You know, last two teams we played were led by Jim Brown and Larry White, so we're going up against two pretty good coaches. It's going to try to take away, you know, our first and second option. They've done a pretty good job of it. You know, now it's the point in the season where we've seen what teams are going to do to try to take away our top options. Me as a coach has to do a better job of stepping up and adjusting to it, and then our other girls, our role players, have to step up and make some shots.
Your two stars, Taylor Strong and Kenzie Arms, they still got their points against Macon, but we just couldn't overcome that tough first quarter.
Yeah, we knew that they was going to press us. You know, we worked against it in practice, but it's hard to simulate a very good press with, you know, with some freshman girls that's maybe not hardly as big or maybe not hardly as fast. But our girls are working hard in practice, and we're going to try to get better as the year goes.
And then against Jackson County, they kind of shut everybody down. Nobody scored in double figures that night, Coach.
No, they didn't. They come in with a great game plan, not entirely unexpected. You know, it's something we was working towards in practice. Looked great in practice heading up to it, had other girls getting open shots and knocking them down. And, you know, I think that's the difference in the game when they play a box and one like that. If, you know, even just one girl steps out and makes, you know, three or four shots, you know, it's hard for a coach to sit back and watch somebody making open shots like that. Maybe they adjust and do something different, and maybe that frees Taylor up a little more, or frees Kinsey up a little more if somebody else steps up and makes shots.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you next. You know, if I was a coach and I set out to beat you, that's exactly what I'd do, is try to shut those two down. What do we do to keep those two freed up? You mentioned other people making shots. So do we scheme to try to get them loose too?
Yeah, I'm going to try to put them in some different situations and be a little bit more creative with it. You know, trying to run Taylor off some screens, and she's got to do a better job using her screens and being aggressive when she does catch it. You know, I think a couple times in the Jackson County game, she caught it and seen the box behind it and seen that they was playing a lot of help. And she made the unselfish play, which is great, but you know, she's got to take leadership of this team and look to be aggressive. You know, she may have to beat more than one person off the dribble and make a shot with some big girls closing out to her. And then Kenzie, you know, Kenzie's got to finish the ball inside. You know, I thought she got some good looks against Jackson County and just was off a little bit. I think those two's obviously got to continue to carry us, and our other girls got to make the open shots when they're called upon.
And you kind of got that Monday. You had four girls in double figures for the first time this season. Strong and a huge night, almost 30 points. Arms had 20-plus. And then Maddie Harlan and the freshman, Rachel Copas, both in double figures. So I assume that's what you're looking for, Coach.
Yeah, both those two players are very, very capable with Maddie and Rachel. Maddie's not really scored the ball really her whole career. You know, she's not been a great scorer her whole career, but she's more than capable. She's a very good shooter. She's a quick guard, capable of taking people off the dribble. But, you know, she wants to get people involved first. And Copas, a point guard, the same way. She looks to get other people involved first and score second. I know she's had some decent scoring games for us so far this year, but that mentality's got to be, all right, they're trying to take this away, and this is what we're going to take. If Maddie's open, she's got to fire it.
And I'd imagine you're going to need all of those girls as your team heads into this three-game District 6A stretch, which starts tonight at Gordonsville.
Yeah, these next three games are real important for the tournament seeding. We want to come in as high a seed as possible, you know, try to avoid the top teams there in the first round. And it's going to be real important for the rest of our season to get off to a good district start with these next three district games.
Well, I know it's real important. There's no play-in games in the tournament anymore, so when you come into district tournament, it's do or die in the first round, and that seeding may be a little more important this year.
It is. You know, you lose one game in the district tournament, that's it. You know, that first one's a must win. So these next three games go a long way to determine where we're seeded for that district tournament. You know, we want to be as high as possible, obviously.
And you take tonight, you look at the winless Gordonsville team, you kind of got to consider this kind of a trap game.
Absolutely. Gordonsville is just filled with athletes. You know, their volleyball team, I think, won the district this year. Very good athletes. Their softball team has been great the last couple years. So their athletic is all get out across the board. Got a new coach, you know, a little bit of a changeover. Hopefully our style can match up with their style, our athletes, our pace. We can run them a little bit and take advantage of some of their weaknesses and play to our strengths and get some other players scoring the ball and use this as a growing game for some of our role players, let them step up and score the ball a little bit.
Well, you mentioned the Coalfield game earlier. You know, we scored 90 points in that game. Not many girls' teams put up that kind of number, so I assume you'd like to see that or somewhere close to that moving forward.
Well, if we score 92 points tonight, I like our chances to win the game. If we score 92 points any night, I like our chances to win because you can be not great defensively and still win the game if you're scoring 92. Of course, defensively, we've got to do a little better. We give up 69 to Coalfield, and I thought that's too much. You know, 69 is probably going to get you beat against Jackson County and Pickett County and you know, Clark Range, some of the better teams we play.
Well, Coach, sounds good. I hope we can carry that momentum into tonight. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today, and good luck tonight. Folks, we'll be back here next Tuesday to preview the Lady Dogs' home matchup with Trousdale County and hopefully talk about Coach Walker's team's first conference win. We hope you'll join us then.
This has been Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Matt Walker, brought to you by Solana Lumber, the getting place. Serving Clay County as the place for all things home improvement for the better part of a century.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network to continue our pregame show prior to the 6 p.m. Tip of the Clay County girls matchup with the Gordonsville Lady Tigers. And it's time for the Homer Improvement Keys to the Girls game, where we ask legendary Lady Bulldog head coach Joe Sims what he thinks the Lady Dogs need to do to come out on top tonight. Coach, first of all, I want to again express what an honor it is to have you here for these broadcasts. We're lucky to have you.
I don't know about that, but I appreciate it anyway.
Well, we both saw the Lady Dogs drop two games in a row, but they rebounded last Monday night with a blowout of Coalfield to get to 3-2 on the year. Where do you think things went wrong in those two games we lost?
Well, the Jackson County. No, wait a minute, it wasn't Jackson. It's the Macon County game. We know they lost it in the first quarter by turning the ball over so much against the press. And the Jackson County game, you know, I've been preaching it, the games we've done. You know, we didn't have anybody step up and score any during that game. Jim came out and played a boxing one. You know, had somebody on Taylor all night. She couldn't get a shot. He doubled Kinsey inside, held them to, I think, 5-8. So, you know, Carr hit three threes, but we just didn't have any other girls to step up and score enough to win the ball game. That's basically what it came down to.
And then against Coalfield to start the week, we saw that kind of.
Right.
I'm not sure how good Coalfield was, but to score 92 points, have four girls in double figures, I assume that's what you're talking about there, Coach.
Yeah, it sure is. You know, we've just got to have some balance. You know, two girls can't do all the scoring. You know, people, they're going to game plan for you. They take that away, you know. It'll be hard to beat anybody that's close to you talent-wise if some of these other girls don't, you know, pick it up some.
And this Gordonsville team, they may be winless so far, but that can make them dangerous, too.
It can.
Coach Walker and the Lady Dogs, This could be considered a trap game for them. What do we have to do to stay on top here tonight and come out with a win?
I think we just need to play our game, you know, do what we normally do, you know, press and push it up and down the floor, but under control, try to keep turnovers down, you know, to a minimum, and, you know, hopefully make some shots, get some easy baskets, get everybody involved.
Sounds good, Coach. Folks, that wraps up the keys to the girls' game from Coach Sims, brought to you by Homer Improvement. When you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it. Looks like we're just getting ready for the national anthem, guys. Going to be a pretty good contest here tonight against Gordonsville. Like I say, they're winless, but the Lady Dogs are coming in on a roll. Hope they can kind of keep things rolling tonight.
Hopefully so, Thomas. As the buzzer sounds here, I think we're going to go to an ad here on the network to pause for the national anthem, and we'll be right back with Tipsy's final take and the starting lineups and the tip-off of this game. You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Cumberland River Hospital, proudly providing local health care for over 50 years.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Tennessee Land Management, your local source for all things concerning property improvement.
By Anderson Hometown Pharmacy, come to the 100% family-owned local pharmacy for all of your prescription needs.
By Don Franklin Chevrolet of Birchville, make the short 30-minute drive north from Salina for your next new vehicle.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. We've returned here to the Horizon Sports Network. We're at Gordonsville High School. We're approaching tip-off, and now it's time for Tipsy's final take, the last word before tip-off, brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, what's Salina's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, when I went by Ollie's earlier today, Tipsy told me tonight was all about the Lady Dogs carrying that momentum from Monday night's blowout of Coalfield over with another good outing here in Gordonsville. And I'll have to agree, Daniel. After starting 2-0, Clay County lost the next two, but they came against good teams. They got it rolling again to start the week and put up over 90 points. Tonight, they need a repeat performance. Four players broke into double figures for the first time this season for the Lady Dogs, like we said earlier. Taylor Strong led the way with nearly 30, Kenzie Arms had over 20, and Maddie Harlan and Rachel Copas had 11 apiece. For that kind of production, the Lady Dogs will roll on any given night. And I think they do the same here tonight in Gordonsville.
There you have it. This has been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Now it's time for the Anderson Hometown Pharmacy girls starting lineups. First of all, starting for Clay County, we have Brittany Boone, the senior, Carr Butterworth, the senior, Taylor Strong, a junior, Kenzie Arms, a junior, and Maddie Harlan, a junior. Starting for the Gordonsville Lady Tigers, a freshman, Madison Miller, sophomore, Lyra Britt, junior, Charlie Yancey, sophomore, Abby Gotchkoff, and junior, Maja Harrelson. We are here at Gordonsville High School tonight, approaching tip-off. Gordonsville, the home team, they're wearing white jerseys and white shorts decked out with blue numerals and blue trim. Clay County, the visiting team, they wear their traveling jerseys, which consist of black jerseys with shorts trimmed in gold. Head coach Matt Walker gets a final word with his girls before tip-off. Head coach Jake Dillard for Gordonsville High School Lady Tigers. They are 0-7 on the season, but as you say, Thomas and Coach Sims, this could be a bit of a trap game for the Lady Dogs. They've got to bring their all tonight here on only their second away game of the year, I think, perhaps. And here we are, ready for tip-off. Kenzie Arms goes in, and she gets the tip. Brittany Boone in possession. She drives to the basket, puts up a layup, and it is good. Gordons will now inbounds and full court press on by Clay County. Maddie Harlan in defense. She's guarding Lyra Britt, who has the ball. Britt works it over to Harrelson, who's at the top of the key. Now left wing, guarded by Maddie Harlan still. Major Harrelson, the junior, drives into the paint, tries to kick it over to Madison Miller, and that ball goes out of bounds. Clay County in possession. Butterworth inbound to Harlan, who will run the point. No full court pressure right now, Coach Simps.
No. Looks like Gordon's dropping back into man, I guess. I thought it was going to be a 2-3 zone, but it looks like it's man.
7:20 remain here in the first quarter play. Strong looks inside to Arms under the basket. She gets too far underneath, though, and hits it off the rim. Gordon's with the rebound. Britt with the ball. Right wing gets it over to Harrelson. Harrelson to Miller. Back in the hands of Harrelson. Britt now right wing. Drives into the paint. Kicks it over to Britt. Britt back out top to Harrelson. Harrelson defended by Boone. Britt with the ball, top of the key, drives down right side, works it inside to a post player, shots up, and it's good. I believe the player on that score was Maja Harrelson. Harlan run the point for the Lady Dogs, gets it to Boone left wing, Boone across court to Butterworth, she fires the three. Rims in, rims out, no good. Ball is tipped by Taylor Strong. Now in the hands of Harlan, who goes back to Strong. Right wing, wants to shoot a three, but it's well defended. Back to Harlan. Harlan to Butterworth, left corner. Butterworth back to Strong at the top of the key. They slow the offense down. 6:15 remaining. Score is knotted up at 2 here early in this one. Ball's worked inside to Kenzie Arms. She kicks it back out to Boone. Boone goes over to Butterworth under the goal. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound, Lady Tigers.
You know, pretty good battle underneath between Kenzie Arms and Charlie Yancey so far. Yancey's got some size down there.
She does. Britt with the ball. Works it over to Harrelson. Harrelson back to Britt. And that ball goes out of bounds. Turnover in favor of Coach Walker's squad.
You know, when I went down to get the starting lineups for Gordonsville, they talked about they didn't have any seniors on this team, so a very young squad for the Lady Tigers.
They are 0-7 on the season, 0-1 in District 6A play. This is a big District 6A game. It's now the Lady Bulldogs are in possession. Taylor Strong pulls the trigger on a three, no good. Rebound Butterworth back up, no good. Rebound Arms. She works it back out to Boone. Boone drives inside, kicks it to Harlan, left wing, back to Butterworth, left block, shots up, no good. Yet another Bulldog rebound, though. Strong fires pulls the trigger on three, and that one is good. Clay County's up 5-2 with 5:18 here to play in this first quarter, and a 30-second timeout taken by Gordonsville.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
We return here. It's first quarter action of the Lady Dogs and Lady Tigers. Clay County leads 5-2. Foul now being called on the inbound play on Maddie Harlan. She was defending Maja Harrelson. And as that ball was passed in, Maddie was called for a foul on the floor. First team foul for Clay County of this contest. Ball inbounded now. It's in the hands of Lyra Britt. She works in the backcourt. Good defensive pressure by the Lady Dogs. There's a turnover. Boone gets it, works it to Strong. She puts it in for an easy bucket. Nice turnover basket there for the Dogs.
Sure was there. We get this press going. I think they'll have a hard time getting it up the floor.
Lady Tigers now with another turnover. Turnover is forced by Maddie Harlan. Taylor Strong comes up with the loose ball. She drives back down, works to Butterworth right wing. Butterworth now at high post, goes to Harlan. Harlan to Strong. Strong's already hit one three-pointer in this game. She's very dangerous. She fires another, misses that. Rebound, Lady Tigers. And they're on the floor now. A scrum for the ball. Jump ball being called. Gordon's got possession because Kenzie Arms had the controlling possession on the tip-off. 4:30 remains in the first quarter. Clay County leads 7-2.
A lot of missed shots by the Lady Dogs so far. Some of them from point blank. I think they just got to settle down and play within themselves right now.
I agree. Lady Tigers beat the press. They crossed the timeline. Ball's worked to the high post. Shot was taken there by Lou Mason, who is already in this contest, substituting. Clay County will take possession of the ball, though. The shot was deflected, went out of bounds. Obviously, a Lady Tiger touched it last, though, because Maddie Harlan has possession now, crosses the timeline for Clay County, gets it to Butterworth. Butterworth to Boone. Boone inside to Arms. Foul now called against Charlie Yancey in the paint as she was defending Kenzie Arms.
Looks like it went man there, Coach.
I think they've been man the whole game.
Kenzie should really do some damage.
Get her
down
isolated down there one-on-one. She ought to have a big night.
Ball inbounded now. It's in the hands of Harlan. She's in high post, gets it to Taylor Strong, over to Boone, left wing. Boone drives inside, over to Harlan, takes a look at a three, decides not to shoot, works inside the Arms. Clay County turns over the ball, though. Good defense by the Gordonsville Tigerettes. I'm not sure if they're the Tigerettes or the Lady Tigers. Do you guys know?
I think they go with Tigerettes, I believe.
Tigerettes. That's a little easier to say. We'll go with that.
Sounds
the Tigerettes
would have been there. I think that's what it is.
Very close to a five call as the Tigerettes finally get it in. And they're on the floor. Timeout taken here. This one a full timeout. We'll be back here in 60 seconds. Clay County leads 7-2 early in this one.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installations, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
We're back here at Gordonsville High School. Clay County leads 7-2, and Taylor Strong has five of the Clay County Lady Bulldogs' 7 points so far.
Well, you know, all year, Thomas, it's kind of been a race in most contests between Taylor and Kenzie to see which girl's going to be the leading scorer. Currently, Taylor holding the edge now. Tigerettes inbound the ball. They beat the press this time, and cross over the timeline into their front court. Ball's in possession of Harrelson. She's at high post. Works it over to Yancey. Yancey in the corner now to Miller. Miller defended by Boone. Miller drives. Miller's a freshman out there playing. As you mentioned, it's a young Tigerette team. And now Brittany Boone comes up with an interception on that pass there. Almost lost the handle on it.
Playing volleyball.
Well, it did look like it. Ball worked inside to Kenzie Arms off the hands of Maddie Harlan. Another foul called on Charlie Yancey. Her second here in this contest, team second for Gordonsville. Substitutes now entering the contest for the Tigerettes. Megan Greenhall enters. And Lou Mason sits down, both girls freshmen. Boone with the ball, works it into Taylor Strong at the post. Strong tried to work it across the paint to Arms. That ball was kicked, though, by Madison Miller out of bounds. Still Clay County ball.
Both teams playing sloppy here early, Coach.
Yeah, I expect us to come out and play better than this early, but maybe we'll get it together.
Ball inbounded to Boone in the paint. She puts up the shot and is fouled by Madison Miller. Brittany will go to the line for two. You get the impression just by watching the athleticism on either squad that we are the superior team.
Oh, yeah.
But
the guards for girls are young, and They're just
first shot, good,
not highly skilled. It doesn't look like, you know, what little I've seen so far. They have a hard time dribbling and passing.
Boone eyes the rim, preparing for his second free throw. It's up. Shot is good. Fay County now leads 9-2, 3:17 to play in the first quarter. Press still on by the Lady Dogs. Once again, Tiger Reds beat it, and it is going to be Lyra Britt who goes coast to coast. Took an inbound pass and took it all the way for the layup. Is now Rachel Copas has entered the contest. She gets an assist, and she works at the Kenzie Arms on left post, and Kenzie puts it in for the easy two. Another turnover in the backcourt. Strong to Copas. Copas back to Strong. That shot's good from the right block. Now we now lead 13-4 on a bit of a run here. Ball's been inbounded by the Tigerettes. They beat the press. Cross the timeline. Work at the low post. It's in the hands of Trinity Potts. Potts puts in the two-pointer good. 13-6, 2:30 to play in the first. Playing quick now. Kenzie Arms has it. Puts up the layup. No good. Rebound, Emily Copas. Copas takes a 10-foot jumper, drains it. 2 points for the fine freshman. 2:15 remains here. Clay County leads 15-6. Still that, I believe you called it last week, 1-2-1-1 press?
Yeah, but we're in a 2-2-1 right now.
2-2-1?
Yeah. They were in a man press, I think, earlier there. But he's went straight 2-2-1 now.
Typically, how many different variations of a press what might a coach use through a game's time?
You can have, you know, a really unlimited number of things that you do out of a different set. Usually no more than three or four, but like 2-2-1, I used to, sometimes we deny out of it, sometimes we let them get it in.
Right.
Sometimes we back it up a little, you know, the three-quarter court look, but there's just different things you can do. You can try to trap.
Guess it depends on the capability of the other team's ball handlers.
It does.
After a foul was called on the Clay County end of the floor there, Gordons was taking over possession. Who was that foul called on? Boone picked up one down here. Tiger Reds inbound. Me and Coach Sims got a little bit wandering off talking about press there. Apologize for that. Minute 54 remains here in the first quarter. Clay County leads 15-6. Tiger Reds in possession of the ball. Ball's at left wing. It's in the hands of Lyra Britt. Britt called for a travel. Clay County will take over possession. Boone to inbound to Copas. Copas runs the point when she's in the game.
Murray Yancey going out of this one early. Definitely going to hurt Gordsville. She's one of two juniors in the starting lineup.
I'm not sure if I made the mistake earlier. I know in our first broadcast I made the mistake of calling Rachel Copas Emily Copas. I don't know if I've called her that tonight. I thought I did. Rachel Copas. I'll finally get that straight. Kenzie Arms at the line shooting two. She hits the first. Now we lead 16-6. 10-point lead for the Lady Dogs.
Not anything to do with this game, but I was watching Tyreek's games one day, and the announcer kept calling him Tyreek Hill.
Huh.
Like over and over and over. I found I got tired of it.
Second one was also good. We now lead by 11, 17-6. Pressure still on in the backcourt, but the Tigerettes beat it. Maja Harrelson with the ball. She works it over to... No, it was Harrelson that took the shot. I'm having difficulty seeing the numbers on some of the Tigerettes jerseys. I do see that Lainey Hancock just put it in. That's Lene, actually. Lene Hancock puts in two of her own. And Kenzie Arms at the other end puts in two. Tigerettes in possession. Clay up 19-8, under a minute to play first quarter. Katie Arms in, subbing. Maddie Harlan sits down. Harrelson working the ball. She's the primary ball handler for the Tigerettes. She has it in the right corner. Gets it over in the hands of Hannah Wasmer. Two more points for Hannah Wasmer and the Tigerettes. Is it down 19-10, 30 seconds to play. Taylor Strong, high post, looks inside. That ball's come up with by Tigerette, though, and that's Abby Gotchkoff. And she's looking to go coast to coast, but Rachel Copas comes in and strips her of the ball. Lady Bulldogs go back to our right here at the gym. high post jumper put up by Copas, and it almost rolled off the rim, but it had that shooter's roll and fell in. Two more points for Copas to give her four in this first quarter, and we're under 10 seconds to play in the opening frame. Katie Arms defending Harrelson in the backcourt. Now she crosses the timeline, loses a handle on the ball. Lady Bulldogs take over, 2 seconds remaining.
After a slow start, now we've got 21 in this opening quarter. We're on pace for that 90 they got on Monday.
Copas gets the ball in, fires up the desperation three, no good. Buzzer sounds. Clay County Lady Bulldogs lead the Gordonsville Lady Tigerettes 21-20 at the end of one.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR.
That must be shooting about 90%. I don't think they missed.
Holding for an operator still
they
an
get a shot to hit. I mean, they turned it over much.
If you have access to the same information,
everyone they swung up just about went in.
Correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Staying connected is what matters most. Connecting to one another here at home and to our friends and family across the world requires advanced communications solutions. Twin Lakes is delivering just that. Powerful communication solutions powered by fiber network, keeping you totally connected every day. With fiber broadband speeds up to 1 gig, HDTV, security, and smart home solutions, and local phone service, Twin Lakes has you covered. Stop by one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop to learn more.
We're back here. Clay County leads 21-10 at Gordonsville High School. Kenzie Arnold has 6 points in the first quarter, and Taylor Strong has 7 to lead the Lady Bulldogs.
Here we are in this second quarter action. And Taylor with 7 left. 2 more points scored here by Copa. She now has 6. She's cutting, wanting to be the leading scorer tonight herself. Tigerettes now in possession early in this second quarter. Foul called against Tara Butterworth. Fourth team foul called against Clay County. Lady Dogs are up 23-10, 7:42 left in the second quarter. Ball inbounded by the Tigerettes. Britt works it over on left wing. Britt now defended by Copas. And foul called, offensive foul. 51, Megan Greenhall, the freshman, was called with an offensive foul.
It was an illegal screen, I guess. I didn't really see it either, but I thought it could be.
Copas now runs the point for Clay County. She's at the top of the key, now works for the high post, kicks it to Taylor Strong right wing. She pulls the trigger, no good. Rebound Copas, then works it back to Strong. Strong now gets it to Butterworth. She'll fire a three. Good. 26-10 now. Clay County leads by 16, 7-minute mark of the second quarter. Press still on here. Katie Arms in, still for Maddie Harlan. Press is beat, however, a turnover right across the timeline. Strong gets it to Copas. She'll work it right block. Yeah. Puts up the shot. No good.
Wow.
Looks like she was fouled, but no whistle blown. Bulldogs get the rebound, though. Strong works inside to Kenzie Arms, and a foul called against Megan Greenhall, her second in the last few seconds here. 6:48 remains. Clay County leads 26-10. Brittany Boone and Maddie Hargan re-enter the contest for Katie Arms and Kenzie Arms.
That's 2 apiece on both of the Tigerettes post players inside.
They're being very physical, trying to keep Kenzie from getting a good clean look at the basket. Each time we've worked inside, they've been there with a lot of physical presence against her. Strong now shooting a 3 from the deep right corner. No good. Rebound Tigerettes. Britt runs the point. Actually, that's Harrelson. Harrelson on left wing. She still has the ball. It's going to be stolen, though, by Boone. Boone has the ball now. She's going to have a layup here. No good. Off the rim. That was a good defense by Tigerette on Boone. She was under pressure when she missed that layup. Foul now called against the Tigerettes. Against Abby Gotchkoff, the sophomore. That is the 7th team foul for Gordonsville. And it appears Rachel Copas will go to the line for the 1-1. Copas, a freshman, has played a lot of minutes in every game this season. She's averaging 8 points a contest and shoots about 70% from the free throw line. First shot was good. Second shot's away. No good up the front of the rim. Rebound, Boone. Ball now in Taylor Strong's hands, right wing. She works to Butterworth. Butterworth to Copas. Copas to Harlan. Harlan inside to Boone. Boone back to Copas, top of the key. She drives into the paint, throws up not a shot. She passes to Boone. Boone now back to Strong. Good ball movement by Coach Walker's squad here. Harlan with the ball, left wing, drives inside into the paint, puts up the runner. It's good. She's fouled, and will go to the line for an attempt at a three-point play the old-fashioned way. 18 foul called against the Tigerettes. Maddie Harlan is a highly athletic player. Nope, doesn't necessarily score a lot of points, Coach Sims. Averages, I believe, about 5 a game. Actually, 4 a game, but she's an outstanding player.
She's a good player. She's capable of scoring more than she has so far this year.
Suppose when you play with Arms and Ashlock, Arms and Strong, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
sometimes you, knowing Maddie, she probably chooses to take that back seat, I guess.
Well, probably, but she still needs to score some every game, you know. Take 5 or 6 shots, you know, she needs to hit 2 or 3 of them anyway. That just helps the team so much if she can get on the board some.
Brittany Boone now goes to the line after she was fouled by a Tigerette. She'll be shooting 1-1. 19 fouls now against Gordonsville. That shot is good for Boone. Clay County now leads 31-10. I missed the score somewhere in there, Thomas. What did I miss as far as announcing? Did you hear?
No, you got the Harlan and one.
Okay, that was right. That's right. I forgot about it. Boone hits the second there. We won't miss it either. Clay County leads 32-10. Lead of 22 points for them. Tigerettes work the ball into their own front court. It's Britt with the ball, right post. Another turnover. Very few shots taken by the Tigerettes. As Coach Sims mentioned earlier, they've hit most of them. Quick fast break now for the Lady Dogs. Boone puts up the shot. No good. Rebound, Tigerettes. Travel called on the play.
It's a shame that one didn't fall. That was a beautiful sequence there between three different players. Butterworth caught the pass underneath and just flicked it to Boone, but it just wouldn't fall.
Strong inbounds to Boone, left wing. Works it to Harlan. Harlan to Copas. Copas to Strong. Taylor with it, right wing. Inside to Boone. She has a look at the basket. It's up and a fine shot. A bit of redemption there for Brittany as she gets 2 points on that play. We now lead by 24 with 5:10 left here in the second quarter play. Pressure still on in the backcourt for Coach Walker's team. Another turnover. Rachel Copas with the ball. She's at high post. Gets it to Harlan, left wing. She fires the three. No good. Rebound, Butterworth. Strong now takes a three-point shot of her own. No good. Rebound this time, Tigerettes, but Maddie Harlan has the girl in a trap, and she gets it out of there to Britt. Britt crosses the timeline, goes to the block, puts a play up, no good, and she was fouled on the play by Rachel Copas. Two free throws coming for sophomore Lyra Britt and her Tigerette squad. Gordonsville trails by 24 here. Gordonsville 0-7 on the season. We mentioned in the pregame show, Coach Sims, back in 97, 98, 99, they made 3 consecutive trips to the girls' state tournament. I think they were led by a young lady by the last name of Armistead. Ended up playing some Austin Peay college ball. I'm sure you remember that squad.
I remember them well. They had as good a team as anybody in the state there for a few years. We really battled with them there for about 6 or 8 years. Yeah, Armstead ends up being Austin Peay's all-time leading scorer in men's, women's, and everything.
Wow.
Before she was done up there.
Those two free throws were good by Britt. It's now 34-12, and Clay County has the ball in the front court. And a rare turnover for Clay County here early on this night. We missed some shots, but that time a defensive pressure by the Tigerettes ended up in a turnover. And a three-point shot now taken off to our left by Maja Harrelson. No good. Rebound, Katie Arms. Arms gets it to Kenzie Arms. Kenzie Arms works it ahead to, I believe that's Madison Beasley, who has entered the contest for Clay County. Yes, that's correct.
Those two free throws by Brent were the first two since early in the first quarter for Gordonsville High School. It broke a 15-0 run by the Lady Dogs.
Well, I know we had a lot of turnovers there, and Certainly that 15-0 run was a product of that. Arms now inbounds. We have some subs in for Clay County. I believe that is
Ashlock.
Yes, Marley Ashlock. I couldn't think of her first name. Marley put up a two-point shot from right block, but it was no good. Rebounded by Gordonsville. Tigerettes now slow down. Let's try to reset who's on the floor for Clay County. We have Kenzie Arms, Marley Ashlock, Kelsey Roden, Katie Arms, and Madison Beasley are the five Lady Bulldogs on the floor right now. Ball being moved around by the Tigerettes. Also, they have some subs in. Harrelson has the ball now on right wing. She's defended by Roden. Harrelson wants to drive, cannot do it. Works it over to Britt. Britt at left wing will be fouled by Marley Ashlock, sister of Jake, who plays for the boys squad. Seventh team foul now for Clay County. Both teams in the bonus. 3:30 to play in the first half. Lady Dogs are up 34-12. Front end of the 1-1 is good by Britt. She'll earn the right to shoot the second. Second shot's up and away. It is also good. Still a 20-point lead for Clay County after those free throws. Scores 34-14. Katie Arms runs the point. She's at left wing. Hand off to Ashlock. Ashlock tries to work it over to Roten, but that pass is deflected by Vera Britt. She'll go to her own end and score two. 18-point lead now for Clay County, and head coach Matt Walker sends his subs back, or his starters rather, back to the scorers table after giving them a bit of a breather here with this big double-digit lead.
Yancey's back in the ballgame with two fouls, and again, her and Arms continue to battle down there in the post.
I think they have three post players all with two fouls apiece. That's six fouls that have gone while defending Kenzie Arms tonight. Boone now back in the game, inbounds to Harlan. Harlan to Butterworth. Butterworth inside to Arms. Arms puts it up with a left-handed jumper from left block. No good, but she was fouled and will go to the line to shoot too.
Really working hard down there, wanting the ball against Yancey. Almost got the and one there.
She did. Kenzie has not produced a lot of points from the block to this point. It's not from a lack of effort as she hits the first free throw. It's because of the physical defense that those girls have put on her. Essentially, you know, over 50% of the times that she's had the ball on the block, she has been fouled.
And that free throw is her first points here in the second quarter.
And she'll get another as she drains the second. Lead back up to 20 for Clay County. 2:55 to play here in the second quarter. Pressure still on here in the backcourt by the Lady Dogs. Press is beat by Harrelson. Harrelson works it down inside to Potts. Potts puts it up. No good. Rebound Boone. Boone keeps the ball herself, wanting to go coast to coast with it. She's at right block, goes up, layup, good. Beautiful play by Brittany Boone, the senior. I've often said perhaps the most athletic player on the squad, and she proves it there. Tigerettes now with the ball. They shoot the 12-foot jumper. No good. Rebound Boone. Boone kicks it forward to Harlan. Harlan at right wing. Pulls it up. Sets the offense. Drives into the paint. Works it to Butterworth. Left wing. And a foul is called. That foul will be credited to Trinity Potts, the sophomore. Double bonus now as Potts picks up her third personal foul. And Maddie Harlan goes to the line to shoot twos. That was the 10th team foul. Quickly, Maddie didn't waste any time shooting that free throw. She knocks down the first.
Yeah, she don't take any dribbles or anything.
She doesn't. A lot of players will go through a ritual at the start of it, and she's pretty quick. She hit both of those free throws. Scores now 40-16. This has been a pretty fast-paced first half of action.
With that coast-to-coast layup, the senior Brittany Moon is the first Lady Dog to break into double figures. She's got 10 tonight.
Outstanding. And now the Gordonsville Tigerettes will go to the line to shoot two. That's Maja Harrelson. She was fouled, I believe, by Kenzie Arms. Marley Ashlock, I apologize. Ashlock back in the contest at this point, along with Rachel Kopas. First free throw's up by Harrelson. No good. 2:05 to play in the first half. Clay County up 40-16. 24-point lead. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, Kenzie Arms. Kenzie in control now, crosses the timeline. Works it to Harlan, right wing. Harlan in a trap. She gets it back to Arms. Arms to Copas. Copas by a good pass inside to Strong, and she'll get two from the left block. Excellent pass by Copas.
Copas sees the floor better than anybody on our team.
She certainly does. Very excited that she's only a freshman, I'm sure, is Coach Matt Walker. Three-point shot up by the Tigerettes. No good. Rebound, Marty Ashcock. She gets it to Harlan. Harlan goes the length of the court to Arms. Easy 2 points for Kenzie Arms here. Now she has four in the quarter, I believe. Ball's been inbounded to Harrelson. Harrelson under pressure from Harlan. She will successfully cross the timeline, though. Harrelson now takes the three-point shot. No good. Strong rebounds. She crosses the timelines at right wing, works it to Marty Ashcock, left block, shots up, 2 points, good. Possibly Ashcock's first points of the season, I'm not sure, certainly the first points of the night. And we lead now by 30, 46-16. Ashcock with another rebound as the Tigerettes miss a long jump shot. She gives it to Copas, Copas to Strong, she fires a three from left wing, it's good. Her second three-pointer on the night. 40 seconds left to play here in the first half. Clay County leads 49-16. Maddie Harlan continues to pressure Harrelson in the backcourt. Harrelson does cross and goes all the way to the other end. Puts up a running jumper. No good. Rebound Kenzie Arms. Arms to Copas. She's got speed. Drives all the way in. Puts up the runner, and it is good. Two more points for Rachel Copas. Clay County's up 51-16. They're on pace to score 100 tonight. 13 seconds remain here in the first half. Tigerettes with the ball, under 10 seconds now. Harrelson has it as she has most of the night for Gordonsville. Under pressure from Harlan, fires a long three-pointer, no good. Buzzer sounds, Clay County leads by a bunch at halftime, 51-16 over Gordonsville.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsborough, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers various best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver. A look at AS scores of interest, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
How far would you drive for a great deal on a new car or truck? A couple hours? Farther? No need to answer, because the only place to go is just a short 30-minute drive north of Salina to Don Franklin Chevrolet of Burkesville, where you can choose from over 4,000 new and pre-owned vehicles. Need financing, parts, or service? They offer that too. Check out all their vehicles at donfranklinauto.com or call 800-766-9600. Don Franklin Burkesville Chevrolet, a family of dealerships in Kentucky.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls.
And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Did you know that with gig broadband speeds, that's 1,000 megabits per second, you can download a two-hour movie in as little as 8 seconds? And what about downloading your top 100 summer playlist? Get your jam on in 3 seconds. Seriously, with gig broadband speeds from Twin Links, enjoy your favorite entertainment in just seconds. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
We're back here at halftime at Gordonsville High School, and Clay County leads Gordonsville by 35 points, 51-16, behind 2 15-0 runs. One started early in the first quarter and extended midway of the second. Then Clay County scored the final 15 of the first half to go up 51-16. Leading the way, we have three players in double figures. Taylor Strong has 12 points with 2 3-pointers. Brittany Boone, the senior, has 10. Kenzie Arms has 10. And then just shy of that, the freshman, Rachel Copas, has 9. Maddie Holland has 5. And Carla Butterworth has 1 3-pointer. For the Tigerettes, Lyra Britt has 8 to lead the way. And then you have 4 others with 2. Abby Gotchkoff, Maja Harrelson, Lainey Hancock, and Trinity Potts rounds out the scoring for Gordonsville High School. Again, Clay County leads 51-16 at halftime.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what that date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer month bills from overwhelming your budget. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Fair a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
We return here at halftime at Gordonsville High School as the Clay County Lady Bulldogs lead 51-16 over the Gordonsville Tigerettes. Now it's time to take a look at the District 6A Girls Update. Clay County, who is 3-2 overall and 0-1 in the district, has traveled here to Gordonsville tonight. The Tigerettes are 0-7 overall, 0-1 in the district. We do lead 51-16 at the half. Clark Rain, 6-1 overall, 1-0 in District 6A, is playing host to Trousdale County, 1-4 overall, 0-1 in district play. Jackson County, 4-2 overall, in 1-0 in district play, is playing host tonight to Pickett County, 6-0 overall, 1-0 in district play. That's apt to be a good one there, between Jackson and Pickett tonight. Monterey, 0-7 overall, and 0-1 in district play, is playing host to Red Bowling Springs, 6-3 overall, 0-1 in district play. All eight District 6A teams are playing each other tonight. That's been the District 6A Girls Update, brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Good to the last bug. We have a minute 58 left here on the clock at halftime. Coach Sims, when you have a team that's up over 30 points here, 51-16, what do you tell them at halftime? What do you focus on in the second half? What do you do?
Biggest thing, you try to keep your mental intensity up. You know, if you get out there and, you know, lose that, and then all your easy shots stop falling, and, you know, you can let a team kind of get back in the game if you come out just kind of, you know, going through the motions. You know, I'd always tell the girls, I said, no, listen, I'm going to send you back out there and let you play maybe a half a quarter, keep it up, and then let's get the younger girls some playing time. So hopefully that's what Coach Walker will do here tonight, to get some of these younger girls some good minutes on the floor.
Certainly a good opportunity to do that. You get the feeling here that this one may be over a little bit early. Certainly we've got to finish it out and see it through. We've got a minute now from tip-off. Thomas, I'm going to let you talk about the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame a little bit here.
Well, I think you and I, we went on the Clay County Corner radio show last week to discuss the Hall of Fame. Basically, we just need participation from the public. Someone that's deserving of Hall of Fame induction will never get there without being nominated by someone from the public. So we want to encourage people to make a nomination for the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. Deadline is December the 15th. If I'm not mistaken, that's next Friday, Daniel.
Week from today, correct?
And it's easy to do. Forms are Clay County High School. You can pick them up and fill them out, or you can go to our website, ClayCoSportsHOF.com.
You probably could go to Google and type in Clay County Sports Hall of Fame, and I bet that would pop up as one of the top results as well.
That's
Clay Co Sports Hall of Fame, or HOF. Clay Co Sports HOF. Third quarter action has began here. The Tigerettes took possession of the ball to start it off here. They're shooting at the rim on our right here at Gordonsville High School Gym tonight. Clay County, the second half, be shooting to the rim on our left. Good ball moving out the top of the key for the Tigerettes. Currently it's in the hands of Miller on right wing. She fires a long jump shot, no good. Rebound by another Tigerette, and she puts it back up. I'm having trouble calling Gordonsville's players' names tonight. The numbers on the front of their jerseys are really small.
They're hard to see.
They are, and the larger numbers on the back of their jerseys, many of these young ladies have long heads of hair, and those numbers are covered, but we'll do the best we can for you here this time. Currently, the ball is at the top of the key in the hands of Lyra Britt. She works it over to Lou Mason. Mason back to Britt. Britt works it over to Harrelson. She fires a three, and Maisha Harrelson, the junior, has a three-pointer and the first points of the third quarter between the two teams. Just as quickly, though, Kenzie Arms has two off of the right block at the Clay County end.
Coach Walker sent out three freshmen to start this second half.
We do need to set the floor here. What we have is Rachel Copas, Madison Beasley, and Katie Arms playing with Kenzie Arms and Taylor Strong. 2 points good for the Tigerettes at their end of the floor. I believe it may have been Madison Miller. Taylor Strong now good for two. She shoots an 8-foot jump shot on the left hand. Clay County leads 55-21. 6:15 remains in the third quarter. Miller now with the ball for the Tigerettes, right wing. Works it inside to Britt. Britt puts up the shot, no good. Pulls down her own rebound and is going to be fouled, I believe, by Taylor Strong. Is going to be this call. No, it was against Britt.
Yeah.
It was against Gordonsville. Strong had possession. It was Britt that had the infraction on her. Beasley now inbounds to Copas, who runs the point. That was a good point you made. We see our two star juniors on the floor, Arms and Strong, but they are company Mr. Sims by three freshmen. And now Copas, one of the freshmen, puts up a running jumper, no good. Rebound by Katie Arms. She goes to Kenzie. Kenzie back to Katie. Katie's Rachel Cooper. She fires the three. Good look at it, but no good. Rebound Beasley. Beasley now to Copas, who is fouled by Britt. Second personal foul for Britt in the game and in the last minute or so of this quarter. Second team foul for Gordon's in the second half. 5:45 mark here of the third quarter. Clay County leads 55-21. Copas runs the point, goes inside to Kenzie Arms, who is fouled. This one's going to go against Charlie Yancey. No, it goes against Britt, her third. Yancey also has three, I believe. A lot of team fouls. Gordonsville had over 10 in the first half. A lot of them coming on that low post defending Kenzie Arms. Beasley inbounds to Strong. Clay County does maintain possession after that foul.
Every time she touches it in the paint, they're killing her.
They are.
They're hammering her.
They're roughing.
Another foul called against the Tigerettes, and Taylor Strong will go to the line to shoot two. Strong, a very good free throw shooter. Puts up the first. Missed that one. I have some stats here off of the website that the team uses. I believe some of the information on Taylor is incorrect, but it does show she's around an 81% free throw shooter. She hit the second one of those two. And now Clay County leads 56-21. 5:20 mark. Miller with the ball, top of the key for the Tigerettes. She works it down inside to Mason. Mason in the corner. Over to Harrelson. Harrelson works it to, I don't see that number. That's Gotchkoff. Gotchkoff puts up a shot. No good. Rebound Katie Arms. Arms to Copas. Copas is driving hard here. She's into the paint. Puts up the shot, and it's good. Any idea on a tally for Copas?
That should put her in double figures with 11.
The freshman has 11 at this point. Tigerettes in possession of the ball. Harrelson has it left wing. She works it to Gotchkoff. Gotchkoff back to Harrelson. Harrelson fires a three-pointer. It's good. Harrelson and Britt, the two lead players here for the Tigerettes tonight. The score now 58-24. 4:30 remains in the third quarter. Taylor Strong over to Copas. Copas fires a three-pointer. No good. Foul called on Taylor Strong as she went over the back of Blue Mason for a rebound attempt. Five new players coming in now for Clay County. I see Marley Ashlock, Cara Butterworth, Kelsey Roden, Brittany Boone, and Maddie Harlan. Two different, all the same players we've seen all night, Coach Sims, but different arrangements.
Yeah, just trying to keep some of the starters in with some of the younger girls, make it a little easier on them.
I know as a football player years ago, back when I was in high school, I always enjoyed when they'd leave the starting offensive line in, and I got to come in and play quarterback with those guys.
Yeah, sure.
I'd say that's kind of that same feeling for those freshmen as they played with Strong and Arms there.
Yeah.
Missed shot by the Tigerettes, rebound Boone. Boone to Harlan, Harlan to Butterworth, left corner, fires the three, good. 61 points now for Clay County as they lead by, I don't know, 37, I guess, 61-24 over the Tigerettes.
Yeah.
It's too many to keep up with. 3:40 remains here in the third quarter. Harrelson with the ball, top of the key for Gordonsville. Gordonsville playing slow, just trying to get out of this game. Ball driven inside now by Harrelson. She puts up 8-foot jumper, no good. Rebound Marley Ashlock. Ashlock about her fourth rebound, I believe, of this game so far. She's played several minutes. Foul called on the floor against Charlie Yancey, her fourth, team's fifth of the second half. Substitutes coming on the floor now. Miller and Yancey set down. Head coach of the Gordonsville Tigers is Jake Dillard. Coach Sims, any idea how long he's been in control down here?
This is his first year.
First year?
Yeah.
And he does have a young team. I'm sure good things are going to come in the future for Jake Dillard and his Tigerette program. Clay County in possession now. Ball's worked inside to Carl Butterworth. She puts up a shot from the right block, and it's good. She scored the last five of Clay County's points here. Harrelson with the ball, slowly moving down the floor. 2:50 remains in the third quarter of play. Harrelson works it over to Britt. Britt back to Mason. Mason guarded by Marley Arms. Marley doing a good job and forced a traveling call. Lou Mason, also a freshman, drug her foot, and traveling was called. Katie Arms and Madison Beasley check back into the game, and we see the first appearance of Lily Burchett, who checks into the contest. Now we have all freshmen on the floor for Matt Walker's basketball team. Burchett with the ball over to Roten. Roten's actually a sophomore. Roten's a sophomore. One sophomore and four freshmen. Pretty talented little group of players
here.
They
are. They're pretty solid little players. They don't have a lot of size. That's probably the biggest drawback, but pretty good players.
And obviously we have Rachel Kofas, another freshman, who is on the bench now with the starters. 2:15 to play here in the third quarter. Ball's worked inside to Trinity Potts. She puts up a shot. No good. Rebound Marley Ashlock. Ashlock gives it up to Beasley. Beasley crosses the timeline. Right wing. Tries to get it to Arms. That ball's knocked out of bounds by Britt. Clay County maintains possession. Beasley will inbound. Works it to Roden at the top of the key. Roten now drives in, kicks it to Burchett, left wing. She drives into the paint, works it over to Ashlock, right wing. Three-point shot taken, no good. Good hustling rebound attempt by Roten, but it goes off the hands of Lou Mason, and it will still be Clay County ball.
Daniel, you have to think the starters are done here tonight. We've got four of them. Actually, Kofas is not a starter, but four in double digits, led by Strong with 15.
And now after a Clay County turnover, we see Abby Gotchkoff going coast to coast and laying in the bucket for two. Clay County does lead 63-24 here. 1:43 remains, third quarter. Katie Arms will run the point for this young set of Lady Bulldog players. She drives right in and puts up a layup and is fouled hard by Lyra Britt. Gordonsville's sixth team foul of the second half. Arms will shoot two from the line. First shot's up. No good. A little bit short.
Little info for the past. Katie's mother was my point guard the first year I coached high school basketball, 1987. Lori, what's her last name?
I forget her maiden name. I'm not sure. She's sitting right here below us. She was a fine athlete, I'm
Lori
sure.
Lori Ashlock?
Ran point guard for you, say?
Yeah. Yes, she did.
Tiger Hicks back in possession.
Senior that year.
Was a senior that year. Tiger Hicks back in possession. Clay County leads by 40. Minute 15 left in the third. Shot taken now by Mason. No good. Rebound by Potts. Whistles blow. Foul going to be called against Clay County. Lily Burchett picks up her first personal foul. Clay County's second team foul of the second half. Minute and 8 seconds remains here in the third. Clay County leads 64-24. First free throw was good by Trinity Potts. Second shot's up. Clangs off the back of the rim. Potts attempts to get her own rebound, and the ball goes off the hands of Kelsey Roden, and the Tigerettes will maintain possession.
Clear up something. Lori's last name was actually not Ashlock.
Okay. Well, you know, you said 1987.
It's been 31 years.
Yeah, that's an honest mistake. We won't hold that against you. Ball inbounded now by the Tigerettes. Lily Burchett defending Trinity Potts. Timeout taken here on the Horizon Sports Network by Gordonsville. Clay County leads 64-25.
Tri-County Electric and TVA are providing a clear path for you to make your home a 10. Its most energy efficient rating to the new eScore program. eScore allows homeowners to work toward a score of 10 for their home at their own pace while earning rebates on qualified energy efficiency upgrades. For additional information and program details, please visit www.2escore.com or contact your local Tri-County Electric office. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Stream that show, new song, movie, or family video. Bottom line, stream without waiting when you choose Twin Lakes. With broadband speeds up to 1 gig, 1,000 megabits per second, you can stream whatever you want, whenever you want, and without the wait. Enjoy your streaming experience when you choose Twin Lakes. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of 7 offices for details or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
We return here to Gordonsville High School. With 48.5 seconds remaining here in the third quarter coming out of that timeout. And a foul has been called against Marley Ashlock, her third personal foul of this contest, team's third of the second half. Clay County does lead by 39 points, 64-25. Josh Kaufman in possession of the ball, top of the key, works it to Miller. Miller now over to Mason. Mason behind the arc with it, guarded by Ashlock. Mason back to Miller. Miller to Gotchkoff. Gotchkoff now being wrestled with for the ball by sophomore Kelsey Roten. Jump ball called. Clay County takes possession. They had the arrow in their favor.
Coach Sims, this is the first of two in a row new conference opponents we're going to face this year. Gordonsville and Trousdale coming up next, and I think Red Bullen are the three new ones.
Right.
Kind of changes the face of our conference.
It does. I can't get used to thinking that Gordon's was in our district. You know, we've always played them, but
right.
Still they were just always in our region. But Red Bullen was in our district for so many years, it's kind of hard to, it was hard for me to not think of them as being in our district for a long time, but Gordonsville and Trousdale. Of course, Trousdale, we've never played them that much anyway, so it takes some getting used to.
Well, and we see Trinity Potts has scored a basket here, and was fouled. She goes to the line and completes the three-point play the old-fashioned way. 5 seconds remain here in the third quarter. It's hard for me to think of it as District 6A after we were District 7 for so long.
See, at one time we were District 5 when back in the mid-90s.
Right.
We were Region 3, District 5, and then we went back to Region 4, District 7 about 1998, I think it was. And we've had been that up to this year.
For a long time now. And we have had the end of the third quarter transpire here at Gordonsville High School. Clay County leads 64-28 heading into the fourth.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
We return here for fourth quarter action in this girls' game. Clay County leads by a lot, 64-28 over the Gordonsville Lady Tigerettes. 7:30 remains here in the fourth. 36-point deficit, Thomas tells me. Lily Merchant now drives into the paint, puts up the runner. No good, but she is fouled and will go to the line to shoot the first of two free throws.
Got three new players on the floor.
Maddie Key, I see number 31, sophomore Maddie Key, number 15, freshman Hannah Raines, and who else do we have?
Dory
McLean, the freshman, sister of former Lady Bulldog Caitlin McLean, I believe.
Yes.
I believe that about empties the bench for Coach Matt Walker.
Everybody's been
always nice starting the fourth when you can clear the bench and let all the young ladies play. I know they work hard in practice and sometimes don't get a lot of opportunity to show their skills in front of the crowd, so it's nice
to get to. Burchett
made one and two there.
Burchett made one and two. Thank you for redirecting us and keeping us straight, Thomas. Clay County now takes possession after a Tigerette miss. Hannah Raines puts up the shot, no good. Lily Burchett gets the rebound, puts up a shot, no good. And now everybody's on the floor after the ball, and Gordonsville comes up with it. They head the other way. It's Britt. She puts up a little nice reverse layup, and it's good. 35-point lead now for Clay County, 65-30. 6 minutes and 30 seconds remain here in the fourth quarter. Dory McLean has the ball left wing. Actually, that was Burchett. Burchett now to McLean. McLean inside to Raines. Raines puts it up. No good. Rebound Key. Key works it out to Burchett. Burchett's going to take a look at three. She nails it. 3-point shot, good by Lily Burchett. 6 minutes now remain, and Clay County leads 68-30. Good-looking shot by the freshman.
It was. Knocked her down.
Ball now in possession of Miller, the guard for the Tigerette. She has it right wing, gets it to Lyra Britt. Britt puts up a nice 12-foot jumper and drains it good. Kelsey Roten runs the point for the Lady Bulldogs. She tries to work inside to Hannah Raines, and that pass is deflected and intercepted by Lyra Britt. Britt now works to Miller, left wing, back to Britt. Britt takes another long jump shot, no good. Rebound, Hannah Raines. Raines works the ball to Kelsey Roten, and here come the Lady Dogs. Burchett has it, left wing, long 2-point shot, no good. Rebound, Dory McLean. McLean to Raines. Raines to Roten. Roten fires a three, top of the key, no good. Ball goes out of bounds off the hands of Lily Burchett. Tigerettes will take possession. 4:55 remain. 68-32 is our score. Head coach Matt Walker and his Lady Dogs are going to be on a 2-game winning streak. Coming out of tonight's contest, they won Monday night at Coalfield, put up 92 points in that game. They have 68 in this one. Tigerettes now with the ball. Britt looks to shoot. She decides not to. Passes it off to Hannah Wasmer. Wasmer will lose a handle on the ball, though. And Lily Burchett comes up with it. It's in the hands now of Dory McLean. She'll run the point. Gets it over to Kelsey Roten, right wing. Tries to go inside to Hannah Raines. Raines has it now. Roten back at the top of the key, goes inside the key. Key with a good move in the paint, puts up the hook shot, no good. Lily Burchett fires a long one, no good. Good offensive rebounding on the night for the Lady Bulldogs between the starters and the subs, but we couldn't come up with points there. And now Gotchkoff puts up her own running jumper. The Tigerette into the floor, and it falls good. 68-34 is now the score. 3:50 remains. Next action for the Lady Bulldogs will be Tuesday night back in Salina against new District 6A opponent Trousdale County. We're going to be carrying that game also here on the Horizon Sports Network. That's going to be next week's game of the week. Pre-game show will start at 5:15.
Quick turnaround for us, Daniel. Looking forward to seeing another new District 6A opponent at home.
Tigerettes in possession. Britt fires a three-pointer. No good. Rebound by Wasmer. Wasmer now back to Britt. Britt drives inside. Britt doing most of the action tonight for the Tigerettes. She's a pretty good player, a sophomore, but couldn't convert on that shot attempt. Clay County now in possession. They come down. Madison Beasley takes a shot. No good. And the ball ends up rolling out of bounds, and Clay County will maintain possession.
Looks like we got a running clock here. Coach, what's the ruling on that? I know it's so many points in football. Is it
35 in basketball.
Same as football then. Second half, 35-point lead.
Yep.
kind of hard to keep up with in basketball as frequently as the scoring goes. Football is a little simpler, but clock keeper's got a shoulder on hand.
Once he gets 35, it keeps running.
Regardless
if it gets under that.
If they cut it to 24, it keeps ticking.
Right.
Okay, I understand.
Once it starts, it keeps going. And once it starts, man, you can get a game over quick. You know, it doesn't take long at all to play a quarter.
So that's through five.
It's good, but it's not. It's kind of bad because it cuts the playing time that your young kids get.
Understandably so, yes. Tigerettes down possession. Mason has it right wing. Mason tries to go inside to Gotchkoff. Gotchkoff finally gets a hold of it. Gotchkoff drives. She'll be fouled. Believe Dory McLean will be called for that foul. No, it was Maddie Key who's credited with the foul. Gotchkoff goes to the line to shoot two. Minute 42 here remains, and this clock has stopped for these free throws. First one is good. 68-35 is the current score. Lady Dogs are going to win this one and go to 4-2 on this season. They'll be 1-1 in District 6A play when the buzzer sounds. As always, is that second free throw went in. Playing in this district, Coach Sims, and nobody knows better than you, sir, from your years of coaching. Playing in this district year in and year out is just a murderer's row of opponents. I counted up one time. I think there's 34 maybe gold and silver balls between us, Pickett, Jackson, and Clark Range.
I'd say that's right. I know it's tough.
Maddie King for two.
If you're good enough to get out of the region, you know, you've got a really good chance of doing good in the state. Of course, it's always tough to do that. There for years, it was us and Clark Range. And, years it's been Clark Range and Pickett since then. But there's always two or three really, really good teams in our district.
I'm sure many years there have been the two teams that came out of our region, won their sub-states and advanced on to the state.
Practically every year.
I started to say that's probably the norm, isn't it?
Yeah. Back in the late 80s, early 90s, you know, we lost the first three sub-states we went to, but then after that, we never lost one after that. Very seldom that one of our teams loses a sub-state game.
We mentioned earlier, the free throw there was good by the Tigerettes, and Clay County has possession with 45 seconds remaining. Lily Burchett runs the point. We mentioned earlier in the pregame show that we have made 10 appearances in the state tournament, Coach Sims. All of those, you were the general of all of those 10 appearances, and that's a very special thing. We mentioned that Lily Burchett takes another three-point shot, and it's good, her second three-pointer, 20 seconds remain. We mentioned that the Tigerettes had made three trips back in the late 90s, but making 10 trips from 1992 to 2012, essentially in 20 years, that's quite impressive. I think we sometimes take that for granted around here.
Yeah, I guess. It was a lot of fun, to make all those trips. It'd been nice if we could have won a few more state championships. But,
sure,
You know, just getting there is a big accomplishment. You know, and if you win a game or two games, it's even a bigger accomplishment. So, you know, I'm really proud of the girls that I had over the years and what we accomplished.
Well, the community is, too, and is you as well. This buzzer has sounded, and the game's ended here. Clay County won it 73-37. We'll take a brief break and be back for a post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement.
Give owner Mitch Bear a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Stream that show, new song, movie, or family video. Bottom line, stream without waiting when you choose Twin Lakes. With broadband speeds up to 1 gig, 1,000 megabits per second, you can stream whatever you want, whenever you want, and without the wait. Enjoy your streaming experience when you choose Twin Lakes. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of 7 offices for details or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
We're back here at Gordonsville High School, and now it's time for the Anderson Hometown Pharmacy Lady Dog Wrap-Up, where Coach Sims and I recap tonight's girls' game. Clay County came out on top, 73-37, and they led 21-10 after one, but outscored the Lady the Tigerettes, as we decided, 30-6 in the second quarter, and one going away, Coach.
Sure did. I thought we came out and started a little slow. You know, it stayed about 7-2 there for 4 or 5 minutes, and then, you know, we got some shots to start following, and then in the second quarter, we just started running up down the floor and shooting layups on them pretty much, and, you know, hit a few threes and got some steals, and game pretty much went like I expected it to.
It did, and leading the way for the Lady Bulldogs was Taylor Strong with 15, had a big three-pointer in that second quarter, and really kind of opened things up.
It did. The thing I liked about the game is we got some pretty balanced scoring, got some other kids involved. You know, Brittany scored, I think, in double figures, and Rachel got in double figures, and Carr hit 2 or 3 big shots. So, you know, if they can carry that over into the big games, the tough games, you know, that'll mean all the difference in the world in winning and losing.
When you're talking about tough, Kenzie Arms had to be tough tonight.
Yeah, they
was
really
kind of hack a Kenzie, like hack a Shaq down low.
They
she did come away with a cool dozen, 12 points on the night.
Well, they roughed her up pretty good. Every time we looked at her, man, they were bodying with her and coming over the back and knocking and banging. I think 3 girls had 3 or 4 fouls all against her. So they meant to not let her take the game over, I think.
Right. And you mentioned the senior, Brittany Boone. She finished with 10 tonight. And then you had the other senior, Cara Butterworth. Came in, made 2 big three-pointers tonight, finished with 8 points. Good contributions from those two.
That's right. You know, like I talk every game, you know, we need some balance, and, you know, if we can get that, you know, we'll be able to beat Jackson County and some of those teams, and if we can get some balance from all of our players.
Maddie Harlan added 5 from her point guard position. Katie Arms had a 1. Madison Key get into the reserves had 2. Marley Ashlock 2. And Lily Burchett came in with 7 points late in the fourth quarter.
Lily
2 big three-pointers.
Kind of
shows the future we've got here with a lot of these young players.
Yeah, we got some good freshmen. It'll take them a couple of years to get there, but it's nice to see them get to play some. You know, they don't get to play most games, but when you get a chance to get a man, Matt did a good job, I thought, of working everybody in and getting some good minutes.
Good win for the Lady Bulldogs, their first District 6A win of the season. They're now 1-1 in the conference, 73-37. This has been the Lady Dog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Anderson Hometown Pharmacy. Come to the 100% family-owned local pharmacy for all your prescription needs, and always be loud and Clay County proud.
welcome to the David Benjamin TV phone and internet pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog basketball featuring legendary coach Thomas Watson and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
David is the Upper Cumberland's only authorized retailer, offering a combination of Direct TV, Dish Network, HughesNet, Exceed, Frontier, Charter, and Twin Lakes service.
Clay County fans, give him a call at 931-528-5233 or look him up on Facebook for all your technology needs. Because when you contact David Benjamin TV phone and internet, you'll be dealing with somebody like you, not a corporate contractor.
Though David Benjamin is the Bulldog pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Anderson Hometown Pharmacy. Come to the pharmacy owned by family for all your prescription needs, and always be loud and Clay County proud.
Homer Improvement. When you get to it and can't do it, call a contractor that's used to it.
Treehouse Treasures. Man's second best friend. Keeping you out of the doghouse with the perfect gifts for mothers, daughters, and wives.
Cumberland Exteriors. Folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
And Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off their termite spray that week.
Coming up, we will ask legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson what tonight's keys to the boys' game are, get scores of interest from around the region, hear a final word from our host, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Are you looking for quality health care close to home? Cumberland River Hospital offers emergency and acute care services, geriatric psychiatric care, outpatient physical therapy, and home health care. Our medical clinic serves geriatric, adult, and pediatric patients. Cumberland River Hospital has been serving this community for over 50 years. Our commitment to our community is the driving force behind what we do. Cumberland River Hospital is a proud supporter of Clay County Boys Basketball. It's the way we care.
Don Franklin Burksville Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Clay County Basketball. We're also proud to offer the folks of Clay County a safety facility for all your vehicle needs. Whether you're looking for quality GM parts or maybe GM Goodrich service, but what about a new or used car, truck, or SUV? We've got them, over 4,000 of them. Come up and visit us. We're at 1465 South Main, just across the river in Burksville, or you can call us at 1-800-766-9600, or you can see all 4,000 vehicles online at www.donfranklinautos.com.
We return here to Gordonsville High School preparing for this boys' tip-off. This is the David Benjamin TV phone and internet pregame show, and it's time for Homer Improvement, Keys to the Boys' Game, where we ask legendary Bulldog head coach Thomas Watson what he thinks the Dogs need to do to come out on top tonight. Coach Watson, in the break there, we were talking a little bit about these two teams. First and foremost, we do have a major injury to Gavin Silk. He's going to be out about 4 weeks here for this Bulldog squad. So taking that into account, what do you think needs to happen here tonight for us to come out victorious?
Well, someone's going to have to step up on the inside and play on a good offense and good defense on the inside, because Kevin's carried a big load the first games. And the game that he's, you know, managed to stay out of foul trouble, he's really, really, really been an influencing factor in his games.
Woodcock is our leading scorer of the season, but you can make a strong argument to say that Silk has been our most impactful player all around. It is a huge loss.
Yes, it is. A tremendous loss. And, of course, this is, it's early in the season, and we're getting ready for the little bit of a Christmas break where we've got a couple invitational tournaments that's going to give him time to heal up. But on the bright side, you know, it may give us a chance for some of the other younger players to get in there and make an impact and find out exactly what they can do.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, we'll probably be seeing junior B.J. Emerton filling that starting role tonight for Gavin Seal. Certainly there's no drop-off in athleticism there, maybe just a little bit of drop-off in experience.
Right. B.J.'s coming around, you know, after the football season. Each game looked like he smoothed up a little bit more and hadn't been in as much foul trouble as he was the first couple of games, I think. And he has the potential to be a tremendous basketball player, good athletic ability, good shooter. And he's really going to be an asset when he gets back into basketball condition.
Certainly so. Any final thoughts here on the keys to the game?
Well, I don't know. That they played Trousdale County, and it was a fairly low-scoring game, and I believe they came up maybe 55 to 45 or something, and I watched a little bit of it on video, and it looked like they both did try to run, but if they play us like they did last year, we had a couple of good tussles with them last year. I know we beat them each time, I think, but it's a pretty good tussle.
Have a seven-game win streak against Gordonsville, that's true. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up the keys to the game. Brought to you by Homer Improvement. When you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it. Now it's time for a final District 6A girls update. Clay County won here tonight to get to 4-2 on the season and 1-1 in the district against Gordonsville, who now drops to 0-8 on the season, 0-2 in District 6. Clark Range was playing host tonight. They're 6-1 overall, 1-0 in the district. They were playing host to Trousdale County, who's 1-4, 0-1 in the district. Jackson County, 4-2 overall, and 1-0 in District 6A, was playing host to Piggy County, who was undefeated, 6-0 overall, and 1-0 in district play. I don't know the outcome of these contests, but certainly we'll like to find out soon. Monterey, 0-7 on the season, and 0-1 in the district, was hosting Red Bull in Springs, 6-3 overall, and 0-1 in the district. This has been the final District 6A Girls Update, brought to you by Budget Pest Control. We kill things for a living. Now we'll do the wrap up the pregame show here with the Treehouse Treasures pregame parting gift. A final word for our listeners before tip-off. My thoughts on this are the Dogs are riding high right now with a three-game win streak. They've got a seven-game win streak against Gordonsville. Tonight needs to be about focus. It's a Friday night and we're on the road. The Dogs can't handle any distractions in this one. They're without junior Gavin Silk, who's the team's leading scorer. Coach Edwards needs a good night from his bench to travel back home with a victory. There's one thing I know about Coach Rob Edwards, though, and that's he never gets flustered. He doesn't let things going on around his team, whether they're good or bad, affect what they do on the court. Look for more of that tonight. This pregame parting gift has been brought to you by Treehouse Treasures, man's second best friend. Keeping you out of the doghouse with the perfect gifts for mothers, daughters, and wives. Now it's time for the Cumberland Exteriors boys starting lineups. We'll start off with Gordonsville. Starting for them, junior Joey Parvament, senior Cody Hutcherson, junior Bree Washer, junior Hunter Mann, and senior Cole Thomas, what's that name there? Sorry about that. I was reading Thomas Weaver's handwriting.
Chadden, I think.
Chadden, okay. We'll call him Chadden. And senior Cole Chadden. Apologize for that, ladies and gentlemen. Starting for Clay County tonight will be sophomore Jake Ashcock, junior Landon Woodcock, junior Heath Kimes, junior B.J. Emerton, and sophomore Mason Sharp. The boys' starting lineups have been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. I made a mistake earlier tonight on the girls' starting lineups. I don't think that I read the outgoing advertisement there for Anderson Hometown Pharmacy. Those girls' starting lineups earlier were brought to you by Anderson Hometown Pharmacy. Come to the pharmacy on my family for all your prescription needs and always be loud and Clay County proud. We're preparing now for tip-off in this big District 6A boys game. Clay County is 1-0 in district play. Gordonsville is 1-0 in district play. This one could go a long way for some seeding later on.
Yeah, I think so, Daniel. You know, Gordonsville's always got a really athletic team. That one name was Bill Washer. I remember that one from football, a great wide receiver here for the Gordonsville Tigers. Coach, have you checked on Gordonsville at all? Another 6'7" transfer. Pretty good team. Going to be athletic for us.
Yeah, apparently they are, I know. And, of course, we're without a lot of our inside force tonight, so we're going to be a different personality team maybe. But I looked at the last game they played against Trousville County, a low-scoring game. They won 55-45, I believe it was. And so maybe a slow game tonight unless we can force the tempo up a little bit.
It could be. As we get ready, we mentioned it earlier, Coach. Appreciate you inviting us and having us on the Clay County Corner to talk about the Hall of Fame. I want to reiterate, and I think we need to do so, deadline's coming up December 15th for those nominations to be in.
Right. There are a number of athletes in Clay County that need to be nominated. And you know, folks, you just got to get out there and do it, do a little research and get them in. And you never know who's going to vote, but can't vote on them if they're not on the ballot, can you?
That's right. And, of course, again, folks, if they're not nominated, they'll never be inducted. So we need people to give nominations for this Hall of Fame. As the Clay County gets the tip and Heath Kimes brings it up the floor for Clay County to set the tempo here.
Jake Ashok did get that ball into the hands of Heath, and here we go. Kimes runs the point. He does set the tempo and sets it quickly. Most nights he gets it to Emerton in the right corner. Emerton over to Sharp, fires a three. It is good. Mason Sharp, first points of this game, and he gets the start tonight and shows that he should. 3 points for Sharp. Tigers in possession. Clay County content to pick up their defense after the Tigers cross the timeline.
Coming out in man, B.J. Emerton on the new guy, the 6'7".
Parliament runs the point for the Tigers. Parliament's left wing. He works it inside to Chinoin. Tell me that last name one more time.
Chinoin, I think, is what
Chinoin.
It was.
Chinoin, okay. Yeah. We'll tell him Chinoin and hope that's right. Woodcock now fires from right wing, and he drops that three-pointer. It's good. Clay County leads 6-0, 6:50 to go here in the game. And
great
now
start.
Hutcherson goes inside, puts up a shot, left block, no good. Rebound, Parliament. Parliament puts it back up from the paint. It's good. 6-2, Clay County leads. Woodcock with the ball, right wing. He slows down the offense a little bit. Kimes now with it. Heath back to Woodcock. Woodcock back to Kimes. Kimes left wing. Ashrock at high post. Drives inside. Kicks to Demerton right corner. He fires the three. It's good.
That's a pretty good start.
3 for 3 so far, Coach, from three-point land, and it's 9-2 over the Tigers. Gordonsville takes a timeout here. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Great start for the Bulldogs. They lead 9-2 early here in the first quarter behind three-pointers from Mason Sharp, Landon Woodcock, and B.J. Emerton.
Scared him to death. Scared him to death, didn't it?
Three
will now make possession. My mic was muted there. I apologize for that, ladies and gentlemen. We're back now. Mason Sharp gets a turnover. Gets it to Heath Chimes in the right corner. He goes over to him in the left corner. Scores the three. No good. Rebound Hardman. He pushes the matter for the Tigers quickly. He goes to the other end. Puts it up. No good.
But a follow-up.
The ball was rebounded by Hunter Mann, and he puts it back up with a nice follow-up, as you said, Coach Watson. And it's quickly 9-6. Georgesville has a pretty good-looking squad here, guys. They've got a quick point guard that's good with the ball. They've got that huge post presence, a transfer, Thomas, you mentioned here. Cole Chenoin, 6'7" tall. Is that correct?
That's what Coach Edwards said coming in. And number 10, man, looks like he's about 6'4", better. He's taller than Jake Adcock out there.
He is, and Adcock is no short young man. So Gordonsville has a complete-looking team, at least. We'll have to see how they play out through the night. The Tigers do have possession. 5:12 to go here in the first quarter. Clay leads 9-6. Ball's in the hands of Mann. Mann works it over to Washer. Washer gets it to Chenoin, and he shows that he's got good range on that jump shot.
That looked like one of these European players, didn't it? These 6'7" point guards.
Certainly did. Good-looking touch by Chenoin on the 12-foot jumper. Times with the ball. He drives into the paint, goes for the layup. No good. Nice-looking move by Heath, but no good. I believe Kimes led the team Monday night in their win at Coalfield with 18 points, possibly a career high for Heath, and hopefully he can replicate some of that magic tonight. The Clay County lead has fell to 1, and now the Clay County lead has been erased as a three-pointer by Washer is good, and the Tigers lead 11-9. Clay County turns it over in their front court. Washer comes up with the loose ball. He drives down, fires up a shot. No good. Woodcock with the rebound. Ashlock has it now. Top of the key. Gets it to Kimes. Kimes over to Emerton in the corner. Emerton drives in, puts up the jumper. No good. No foul call. Rebound Washer for the Tigers. Washer gets it to Hutcherson. He drives inside, shoots from left block. No good, but he'll be fouled on the play by Woodcock.
Impressive looking team here so far by Gordonville. Not necessarily known as a basketball school, but they look like it to start this game.
Coach Edwards takes a 30-second timeout. As they do it, we'll do it. Dogs trail by 2.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Gordonsville has scored the last 9 points. They're on a 9-0 run and at the free throw line and a lead 11-9 midway through the first quarter.
That free throw, first of two, was good by Cody Hutcherson, the senior. Upper class heavy team here for the Tigers. As that second free throw was no good, they started 3 juniors and 2 seniors here in this contest. Kimes with it, top of the key, works it to Ashlock. Ashlock inside to Woodcock, shots up, blocked by Chenoin. However, got a little bit of body there, did Cole Chenoin, and a foul is called. Woodcock will go to the line to shoot 2. Woodcock is the leading scorer for Clay County thus far on the season. He's averaging 18.8 a contest. As he knocks down that first free throw, he's pretty good from the line, too. It hit 32 of 41. That's 78% coming into tonight's contest. Second shot's up. It's good. Clay County trails by 1, 12-11. Tigers with the ball. Clay County playing man defense. They pick him up in the backcourt, follow into the front court with it. Turnover now for us. Woodcock has it. Gets it up court down to Kimes. Kimes layup. It's good. 2 more for Heath Kimes. Ball's inbound, and Kimes comes up with a turnover here. Great job by Heath Kimes. Now in the hands of Jake Ashlock. Ashlock to Emerton. Emerton in for 2. It's good. A layup. A little bit of energy coming out of this timeout as Coach Edwards has got his team amped up here, and they lead 15-12. Washer with the ball now for the Tigers. He puts up a shot. That was not Washer. I apologize. It was Hutcherson. Hutcherson good on the jump shot.
None of them are afraid to pull the trigger. They're getting them down the floor and are shooting it. Both teams are right now.
Certainly so. All 10 players on the floor feel look comfortable with the basketball in their hands. Woodcock now has it for Clay County. Top of the key. He gets it in the hands of Emerton, who will set the point. Emerton working on Shenoin, the 6'7 player. He drives, dishes off to Ashok. It's good for two from right block for Jake Ashok. His first points of the night. 17-14 now is the Clay County lead. 2:30 remains in the first quarter. And we looks like we have a dandy ball game to call at this point, ladies and gentlemen. Hutcherson with the ball for the Tigers. He gets it back to Washer. Washer gets it back to the true point guard, Joey Parliament, the junior. Parliament over to Hutcherson. Hutcherson to Washer, left wing. Back to Parliament. Good ball movement. Turnover. Ashok deflects the pass. Cabs comes up with it. Cabs is driving fast. Little turnaround in the lane. Put up a shot. It looked good, but it fell no good. Woodcock, though, with the offensive rebound. Clay County's going to get another chance here. We're now under 2 minutes to play. Clay County leads 17-14. Next 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. We've got a whole lot to play before this one's over. Gorns will be preparing to send in their first subs of the night as Clay County moves the ball around the perimeter. Kynes has it on left wing right now. Woodcock, top of the key, drives inside, puts up a shot. No good. Rebound, Ashok back up. No good. Rebound again by Ashok. Now, jump ball being called. Possession arrow was in the favor of Clay County. No, Gordonsville.
I like the activity out of Ashlock underneath so far tonight. He knows he's got to step up with the absence of Silk.
Yes.
And he's doing it so far tonight.
He is. We needed, you mentioned, Coach, we needed somebody to rise to the occasion in the paint. So far it's been Ashlock.
Yes. I know the big boys altered a couple of shots in there for us tonight, though, without.
Shot up now by the Tigers. It falls good. That was Cody Hutcherson. He was fouled on the play. By number 23, they call 23, must have been in Emerton, BJ, 21. We don't have a 23 on the floor. We'll credit BJ with it for now. Three-point play in old-fashioned way is not completed by Hutcherson. He bricked it off the front of the rim. Tigers will maintain possession, though it rolled out of bounds. Actually, that foul now being credited to Heath Kynes, I hear the PA announcer say. It was not on Emerton, as we had first guessed. Gordons will inbound the ball baseline into the hands of Bill Washer. He circles around.
Good shot.
Free throw range and dropped it. Ben Bailey now in substituting for Clay County as Woodcock gets a breather. 1 minute to play here. Tigers do lead us 18-17. Heath Kynes has the ball. He stands near the timeline with it, telling everybody else to back off. Perhaps he's wanting to drive by himself. 50 seconds remain. Kynes does start to penetrate, gets it to Sharp. Sharp at the top of the key, back to Kynes. Looks like we're content to stall here and run some time off. 40 seconds left. Here comes Kynes. Nice pass over to B.J. Emerton. He puts it in from left block. Good, beautiful assist.
Great assist, great assist.
And now a foul called on B.J. Emerton as he got into the body of Joey Parliament. Third team foul of the first half for Clay County. 30 seconds remaining here. First team foul for Emberton. Third team foul for Clay County. Tigers now with a chance for the last shot if they want to try that. 25 seconds remain in the first. Clay County leads 19-18. Parliament with the ball. He drives to the free throw line, comes back out. 15 seconds remain now. Ben Bailey on the defense of Parliament. Parliament works it over to Adam Goolsby, the junior sub. He goes into the paint, puts it up no good. Sage Tiernan then playing substitute for the Dogs. Pulls down a rebound. Gets it to Woodcock. 3 seconds remain. Woodcock's three-pointers up. No good. Into the first quarter. 19 for Clay County, 18 for the Gordonsville Tigers. Stay with us. This is going to be a barn burner.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clear return here to action at Gordonsville High School. Clay County's just inbound to the ball to start the second quarter of play, and Landon Woodcock quickly drives into the lane and puts it up for two. That young man has become at least an offensive leader here for the Dogs, Coach.
Absolutely, and that was a great shot then. Took it in just as far as he needed to and then scored with it.
Harlem now on the Tiger end of the court, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound Goolsby in the paint. He puts it up. It is good. Adam Goolsby in subbing for the Tigers. That was not Goolsby. It was Hunter Mann, number 10. I apologize. Mann now with the rebound after a Bulldog missed shot. But Mason Sharp ripped that ball out of Mann's hands. And Clay County will maintain possession here. They lead 21-20 with 7 minutes to go here in the second quarter play. Heath Kimes runs the point now for Clay County. Kimes dribbles to right wing, looks inside the Woodcock. He's posted up. Parliament, he missed that shot, but gets his own rebound back up. It's good. Man, Woodcock working hard. Woodcock showing that he has moves on the post as well. Had the smaller body.
Yeah, he recognized that real fast, didn't he?
He did. Parliament quickly backed him up and put it in the hoop. Parliament now has the ball for the Tigers on their end of the floor. He works it over to Hutcherson. He takes a three, no good. Rebound Heath Kimes. 6:30 mark of the second quarter. Clay County leads 23-20.
You know, we kind of called out Ashlock a few times. I hate to keep going back to him, but great box out on this end a while ago. He's really come to play tonight.
He has. Beautiful job by B.J. Emerton under the hoop. He caught the pass from Kimes at the left block, came under the rim, and reverse laid it in from the right block.
And great move.
He's not the only one that's come to play. B.J. Emerton, 9 points already in his first start as a Bulldog. He's making the most of it.
Certainly so. 1 point away from double digits. His substitutes come back onto the floor for the Tigers. We'll reset the players now for Clay County. I see Heath Kimes, Landon Woodcock, B.J. Emerton, Sage Tiernan, and Mason
just
Sharp
in
the contest. Parliament has the ball, top of the key, works it over to Isaac Flatt. Flatt now over to Hutcherson. Hutcherson to Parliament. It's not Flatt, it's Washer. I thought it was 24, it's 14. Parliament has the ball, top of the key, defended by Kimes. Gordons will play in slow, run through a set play looking for a good shot. That shot is taken by Bill Washer, but a foul being called on the floor against Landon Woodcock. His second personal foul of the night, team's fifth. Ball inbounded for the Tigers. Shot taken.
That's good elevation on that shot.
And it was good. Take any lead, 25-22. Woodcock quick hit the other end, drives into the paint, puts up a shot. No good, but he was fouled on that attempt. Woodcock stepping up the intensity here down the post. Woodcock will go to the line for the first of two free throw attempts. First one's away. Good. Woodcock, a dangerous shooter from the free throw line, as we mentioned earlier. He's hitting around 80% on the year. Second one's up. It is also good. Clay County leads by 5, 27-22. Ben Bailey checks back into the game for Landon Woodcock. Woodcock will get a breather after he sinks those free throws. Tigers have the ball in their own backcourt. Well defended by Clay County. A bit of a press being put on now by Coach Edwards. Parliament, a good-looking point guard for the Gordonsville Tigers, has the ball at the top of the key. Everything runs through him. He's defended by Ben Bailey. Parliament picks up his dribble, passes now over to Hutcherson. Hutcherson, right wing, takes a running jumper. High bank shot off the glass. Good. Gordonsville coach is shooting the ball very well tonight.
Yes, they are.
Clay County does lead, though, 27-24. Kimes has the ball, left wing, gets it to Ben Bailey, right corner, fires the three, he sinks it, Ben Bailey with the long three-point shot to put Clay County up by six, 30-24, 4 minutes and 30 seconds remain here in the first half of play. We've got a dandy District 6A boys basketball game unfolding in front of us right now. Parliament drives into the paint, puts up a shot, no good, rebound saves Kiernan, and he'll be fouled by Parliament.
You know, we keep talking about players stepping up. I mean, you take Ben Bailey, you take Mason Sharp, B.J. Emerson, Jake Ashlong, all of them are really trying to fill that void left by Gavin Silk.
Well, as we mentioned in our pregame parting gift, Coach Edwards, never flustered by injuries or any kind of adversity. He goes to the next man on the bench, and they respond to his call. 4 minutes and 15 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. Clay leads 30-24. Kimes has the ball, top of the key. Goes to Woodcock, who's back in. Ashlock high post, goes towards the basket, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound there by Mann. He gets it in the hands of Hutcherson. He puts up a 12-foot jumper for the Tigers. No good. Rebound Emerton. Emerton to Kimes. Here Kimes comes. He's quick, and he strips of the ball by Parliament, who is equally as quick. The last game we called here on the network was the Macon County contest, I guess, and they also had an outstanding point guard. He's had his hands full the last few contests.
Just a frantic pace so far in this one, too, up and down.
Nice inbound play by the Dogs. It was a little alley-oop pass to Emerton. He caught it about 5 foot from the basket and laid it in there. 2 points for B.J. Tigers quickly at their end of the floor. That shot's up and good by Cody Hutcherson. 32-26 is the Clay County lead. 3:30 remains. Woodcock has the ball left wing. Gets it dash rock high post. Takes the shot. No good. Rebound Shenoy. I'm sure we're saying that young man's name wrong, and we'll just have to be sorry for it. That's the only way we know to pronounce it. Tigers with the ball now. It's Washer. He drives inside into the paint. Puts up a running jumper. No good. Rebound Ashlock. 3 minutes remain here in the first half. Kimes drives inside, kicks it up to Bailey. He'll drive inside, put up a running jumper. Good. Ben Bailey, 5 points here in this quarter in substituting for Coach Edwards, and he's playing his best basketball in his career that we've seen at this point. Gordon's win possession. Parliament, a long three. He drains that.
They're not bashful.
No, they're not bashful. Neither team now shy to shoot the basketball. 34-29 is the current score. 2:30 left in the second quarter. Woodcock with it, left wing, works back to Kimes. Kimes looks to Coach Edwards in the bench for a play.
I think they're just trying to catch their breath. I mean, guys, this has been an up-and-down game.
Yes, it has.
It has. Kind of the opposite of the girls' contest. Good ball movement beyond the arc for Clay County. Bailey with it at right wing now. He goes back to Kimes. Kimes resets offense. Ashlock standing at high post. Woodcock takes a deep three-pointer, and it is good. 37-29 now with that Woodcock three-pointer. Landon really starting to feel comfortable in this Bulldog offense. Minute 50 left in the first half of play. Parliament takes his own three-pointer at the other end.
And another one.
Well, is good. That's two three-pointers for that young man in the last 30 seconds of play. Kimes now with it for the Bulldogs. Goes to Woodcock. Woodcock to Bailey. Clay leads by five.
That last three, Landon Woodcock got 14 so far in this first half.
Emerson with the ball, right corner, drives inside. Great play by B.J. He lays it off the glass from the right block. Two more for him.
Give him 13 tonight.
Several players going to have double digits tonight. You get the feeling. 39-32 is the Clay County lead right now. Minute 10 to play in the half. Long three-pointer taken by the Tigers, and they're shooting the lights out tonight.
That's
too.
About three in a row they've hit in threes, isn't it?
That's Cody Hutcherson on that three-pointer for the Tigers. Emerton has the ball left corner, tries to go to Ashlock. Ashlock can't hang on, but Woodcock comes up with the loose ball.
Got it back to four here.
Kimes drives inside. Looks like he was fouled, but no whistle blows as he put up a layup. No good. And as Ben Bailey had the ball, a walk was called, and the Clay County fans are not happy with that, nor am I.
He took a few steps, but I believe he got pushed in the back in order to get those steps.
He may have. Gordons will now take possession after that traveling call was made. 40 seconds remain. 39-35. Clay leads by four. Another three-pointer taken by the Tigers and Hutcherson, but no good. Rebound by Gunner Silk, who's in this ball game. That's the younger brother of Gavin Silk. Gunner's a freshman. Outstanding young player. Sharp with the ball left wing, gets it back to Woodcock. 18 seconds remain. Clay County playing for the last shot. Woodcock has it, back to Sharp. 10 seconds and ticking. Sharp has it in his hands. He drives. 4 seconds remain. Running jumper, no good. Ashcock gets it.
Great follow-up. Great follow-up.
And there's the buzzer ending this first half of play. Clay County leads by six, 41-35 here on the Horizon Sports Network. Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a look at area scores of interest, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family-owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice-cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
How far would you drive for a great deal on a new car or truck? A couple hours? Farther? No need to answer, because the only place to go is just a short 30-minute drive north of Salina to Don Franklin Chevrolet of Burkesville, where you can choose from over 4,000 new and pre-owned vehicles. Need financing, parts, or service? They offer that too. Check out all their vehicles at donfranklinauto.com or call 800-766-9600. Don Franklin Burkesville Chevrolet, a family of dealerships in Kentucky.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Did you know that with gig broadband speeds, that's 1,000 megabits per second, you can download a two-hour movie in as little as 8 seconds? And what about downloading your top 100 summer playlist? Get your jam on in 3 seconds. Seriously, with gig broadband speeds from Twin Lakes, enjoy your favorite entertainment in just seconds. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
We're back here at Gordonsville High School. Clay County leads 41-35 in what's shaping up to be a barn burner of a game. It's been high-octane speed up and down the floor. Clay County led 19-18 after one quarter of play.
They got out to as many as an 8-point lead until Gorenzville got hot from the 3-point line, and now they lead by 6 at the half. Clay County's being led by Landon Woodcock, who has 14 first half points. B.J. Emerton, in his first start, has 13 in the first half. Jake Ashlock stepped it up with 4 big points. Heath Kimes has 2. Mason Sharp, a big 3-pointer. And Ben Bailey off the bench with 5 big points here in the first half for Gordonsville. They've got some scores, too. Joey Parliament has 10 and made 2 3-pointers. Cody Hutcherson has 12. Bill Washer, 7. Hunter Mann, 4. And the big guy inside, Shadane, has 2 points tonight. Folks, we'll be back with more of the halftime show. Here is Clay County leads 41-35 over Gordonsville.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what that date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer month bills from overwhelming your budget. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
We return here to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show on the Horizon Sports Network. Currently it's halftime of the Bulldogs versus Tigers basketball game here at Gordonville High School in Clay County leads 41-35. It's time now for a District 6A boys update. Clay County, of course, as we said, is here tonight. We are 3-2 overall, 1-0 in District 6A play. Gordonsville is 5-4 overall and 1-0 in district play. Clark Range tonight, they are 7-3 overall, 0-1 in district play. They play host to Trousdale County, who is 3-2 overall, 0-1 in District 6A. Jackson County, 3-2 overall, 0-1 in the district, is playing host to Piggy County, boys, who are 5-1 overall and 1-0 in District 6. Monterey, 6-1 overall, are leaders right now in the district. They were preseason favorites, I think. They're 1-0 in District 6A play. They're playing host Red Bull and Springs, 8-2 overall, 0-1 in District 6. That's been the District 6A boys update, brought to you by Budget Pest Control, winning the war on pests. Well, we've seen an outstanding game so far, Coach Watson, by both teams. Tell us about it. I mean, what does Clay County need to do? Obviously, we're ahead right now. Just give us some opinion.
I think we just need to kind of maintain what we're doing and, you know, maybe
get out just a little bit better on a couple of those three-point shots that they've had. A couple of them have been uncontested. We've contested a bunch of them. They've hit also. But, you know, we just need the new guys to keep playing at the level they're playing at, where we don't we know we miss Silk, but we don't miss him as bad maybe as we thought we would, the way these guys have turned in their performance this first half.
Very true. A good team effort we have seen thus far. We've seen good minutes by B.J. Emerton, who got his first start tonight, by Mason Sharp, also getting his first start. Sage Tiernan's come in off the bench. Ben Bailey. It has been a good group effort. And obviously, Heath Kimes, Jake Ashlock, and Landon Woodcock have continued their good play.
I think the story of the second half might be Ken Gordon's going to keep shooting the way they're shooting. They're an athletic team. We know that. But I haven't seen them, a Gordonsville team be able to shoot like they shot in the first half.
They've been shooting the lights out, and we are underway here in the third quarter of action. Here at Gordonsville High School, Tigers are in possession. They work inside to Shadoin, the 6'7 post player. It's back now in the hands of Cody Hutcherson. He works it over to Bill Washer, who misses on a three-pointer. Air ball no good. And it's rebounded by Landon Woodcock. He's going to go coast to coast, and Shadoin blocks that shot.
Like a big three in there.
Yeah, I don't even know he had to jump off the floor. And now the Tigers come up after that block shot with the ball. Parliament has it left wing, works inside to Shadoin, and it looks like their game plan is to try to go to him some, and he loses the handle on the ball. Woodcock gets it, gives it to Kimes. Kimes goes, puts in the layup.
Great lead pass.
Score is 43-35. 6:52 to play here in the third quarter. Tigers in possession. Parliament has it right wing. He works it over to Washer. Washer back to Parliament. Back to Washer in the corner. Back to Parliament. He fires an uncontested three-pointer. No good. Rebound, though. Hunter Mann. Nobody got a body on him. He puts it back up, and his putback is good. Full court pass by Ashlock is intercepted by a Tiger. And here Gordonsville comes looking to cut into the Bulldog lead. Currently we do lead by 6, 43-37. Another three-point air ball by the Tigers. That was Parliament. He gets it back, though. Goes inside, drives baseline, and will be fouled. He'll go to the line for two. Foul being called against Ashlock. It is his first, team's first, of the second half.
I think we've seen two. I'm pretty sure we played man defense most of that first half. Yeah. They come out in a zone, haven't we, Coach?
Yes, they have. No, we knew there'd be some adjustments at halftime. And
Parliament puts up that free throw, and it is good. Bulldogs lead 43-39. 6 minutes remain here in the third quarter. Woodcock fires from the right wing and hits it. I think that's three-pointers on the night.
Looks like he still got his touch after the rest.
He certainly does. Woodcock being called on a foul here. Woodcock really coming to his own as a three-point shooter. Certainly he was good before he came here, but he's really getting better. He does pick up his third personal foul of this game. With that foul, and Ben Bailey will come on to rest Woodcock. As Woodcock takes a seat, we have now on the floor B.J. Emerton, Heath Kimes, Jake Ashlock, Mason Sharp, and Ben Bailey. Tigers with the ball.
It's like we're in that signature 1-3-1. We're used to seeing Tyreek Key up here at the top. B.J. Emerton's got length like Key does, too.
He certainly does. Very few can play that position the way Key could, but if any on the squad could, it is Emerton. And now a three-point shot is taken by Hutcherson. It's no good. Rebound by Ashlock. He gets it to Kimes, and here we go. Kimes crosses the timeline, gets it to Bailey in the corner, fires the three. No good. Good look at it, though. Rebound by Mann.
I think Coach Evers is content to let them fire at will from the outside. Just like I said, their shooting percentage in the second half isn't that good.
No, I think you cursed them, and thankfully so, coming back out of the intermission there. Parliament has the ball. Top of the key, works it over to Washer. Washer back to Parliament. As you mentioned, Thomas, Emerton playing the top of that 1-3-1 zone. Three-point shot taken by Washer, no good. Rebound Shadoin. And Ashlock being called for a foul. And a little bit of frivolities there between Ashlock and Shadoin. Ashlock didn't like the fact that the big 6'7 footer kind of threw an elbow at him there at the end of that play.
think he did. We talked about his energy in the first half. He's kind of got that grit going on that Gavin Silk brings to this team, too. So he's that leader for us in the paint right now.
Shadoin hits the first of two free throws. He hits the second. Clay County leads 46-41. 4:40 remains here in the third quarter.
I know, Thomas, you were talking about that 1-3-1 a minute ago. Your Uncle Walt used to play the front of that 1-3-1 for me, and I think he was about 6'7",
yeah.
which made a...
I know he had a pretty good wingspan.
Yes, he did. Made a great 1-3-1 point man.
Sharp now fires a three from the corner. No good. Rebound Emerson back to Kimes at the top. Kimes drives inside, kicks it out to BJ.
You mentioned Uncle Walt. He may be the only Weaver that was actually a pretty good basketball player.
I don't know about that.
Emerson now goes to Sharp, left corner. Sharp fires. It's good. That's his second three-pointer of this contest. And Mason Sharp, the sophomore, doing an excellent job here in his first start. Ball in the hands of Shadoin now. It was pressed up court by Henderson. He assisted Shadoin, and Shadoin gets two.
Shadoin is a little more aggressive this half, looks like.
Yes, he settled in. A little bit more passive during the first half of play. I'm sure that head coach Trey Sanders of the Tigers gave him a talking to at halftime about imposing his will against the Bulldogs. Clay County does lead 49-43, 3:30 left in the fourth quarter. Third quarter, I'm sorry. Sharp fires another three from left wing. No good. Gets his own rebound, though. Excellent job by Mason. He goes into the paint. It's back up. No good on the little two-point runner. And Kimes comes up with a loose ball after Hutcherson got a rebound there. And here we are. Sharp from the corner, and it is good. That is his third three-pointer of the night, and the Clay County fans are loving it. Timeout taken by Trey Sanders and the Tigers. Clay County leads by 9, 52-43.
Tri-County Electric and TVA are providing a clear path for you to make your home a 10. Its most energy-efficient rating through the new eScore program. eScore allows homeowners to work toward a score of 10 for their home at their own pace while earning rebates on qualified energy efficiency upgrades. For additional information and program details, please visit www.2escore.com or contact your local Tri-County Electric office. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Stream that show, new song, movie, or family video. Bottom line, stream without waiting when you choose Twin Lakes. With broadband speeds up to 1 gig, 1,000 megabits per second, you can stream whatever you want, whenever you want, and without the wait. Enjoy your streaming experience when you choose Twin Lakes. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of 7 offices for details or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
We return here to Gordonsville High School, and 3 minutes remain in the third quarter of play. Coming out of a timeout where we just saw Clay County get a bit of a run, and they lead by 9, 52-43.
Behind three threes from Mason Sharp in his first start tonight. He's got 9 on the night.
And a three-pointer is taken by the Tigers. That was Parliament. No good. Rebound B.J. Emerson. Woodcock has it, crosses the timeline, gets it to Sharp in the corner. He fires, and he misses that three-pointer. A foul should have been called, and the Clay County fans are up, but that's not to be so. As Hutcherson goes coast-to-coast, got the rebound, and got the layup. Clay County now leads by 7. The
good
Clay
crowd
County,
here tonight, and they're fired up.
The Clay County fans can be volatile.
Well, a pretty good contingency to make this trip, this one-hour trip to Gordonsville, too.
Woodcock with the ball on the offensive end for the Dogs. A great pass by him over to Sage Tiernan, and traveling called. They said he drugged the foot. Coach Watson, your opinion?
Well, it didn't look that way to me. It looked like a tremendous fight. I think that caught everybody by surprise. I'm expecting him to throw that one up.
Timeout taken by Edwards to talk to the officials. We'll take a brief time.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
We're back for the hope with the finish of this third quarter. There's 2:05 remaining. Tigers are in possession. Things have got heated here in the second half of play. A few questionable calls have got the fans involved, and Mason Sharp's three-pointers have as well. Tigers in possession. Hutcherson fires a three. No good. Rebound almost by Ben Bailey. Yeah, he comes up with it. Gets it to B.J. Emerton. Now Emerton to Woodcock. Woodcock gets it to Sharp. Sharp fires. He hits his first three-pointer of this contest. This young man looks a whole lot like his mother,
need to put
Amanda
a piece of
Kendall, when she was shooting for the Lady Dogs.
Need to put a piece of tape on that spot for him.
Absolutely. And here we are. Tigers with the ball. Bulldogs lead by 10. Three-point taken by the Tigers. No good. Sharp comes up with the ball. He goes coast to coast, and it's fouled by Shadon. Mason Sharp will go to the line to shoot two. This young man is taking over this ball game.
He has, and he's not just a shooter. He showed his toughness there, taking it up against the big 6'7" guy, getting the harm and going to the line. And I tell you what, these refs are going to have to get control of this ball game. It's really getting physical out there.
So here we are. The first of two free throws was hit by Mason Sharp. He gets a look at a second. Minute 17 left in the third. Second free throw, no good. However, a technical foul being assessed against Cole Shadoy, the 6'7 post player for the Tigers. A foul was called against him. He had a facial expression that the official didn't care for, and he got teed up. Woodcock shooting the free throws. That came as a result of that technical foul, Coach. First one was good by Woodcock. Second one is good as well. Clay County leads 58-45. Coach Watson, the emotions in this gym are pretty high right now.
Yes, they are. I mean, our fans are getting on these officials pretty good. And, of course, the Gordonsville fans aren't happy either. They had their back to that bit of action, I think. Didn't really see what was going on.
Correct. They're probably wondering why was the technical even called.
I'll tell you what they're not happy about.
If we're lucky, we didn't get one.
The deficit they're looking at.
That's correct. Clay County leads 58-45. Another three-pointer taken. Mason Sharp, he's hit six on the night, you say now, Thomas. Or is it five? I think that's the fifth. Either way, Mason Sharp is in fuego, as those Sports Center announcers would say. Tigers now in possession. He has hit five, Thomas says. Parkman in possession for the Tigers. He works it over to Washer. Washer to Hutcherson. Hutcherson inside the man. Man puts up the two-pointer. No good. Rebound Woodcock. Woodcock pushing back up the floor. He'll be fouled by Parkman. Clay County now leads by 16 points, 61-45. There's 35 seconds remaining here in the third quarter.
And that three-pointer's not dropping for Gordonsville this half like it did the first half.
It's not. They shot very well the first half. It was very evenly matched between both teams. Right now, Clay County has pulled out to a 16-point lead. 25 seconds remain. Heath Kimes runs the point. Gets it in the hands of Woodcock. He's at left wing. Back to Kimes now as we're killing time. 15 seconds to play. Sharp fires another. It's He has hit six three-pointers here in this contest. Four, I think, in this quarter. Mason Sharp now has to be the leading scorer for Clay County, I'm sure. Man puts up a shot at the other end for Gordonsville. It's no good. Clay County leads by 19 points at the end of three. Stay with us.
He's definitely in a zone.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Berry a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
Don Franklin Burksville Chevrolet, the proud sponsor of Clay County Basketball. We're also proud to offer the folks of Clay County a state-of-the-art facility for all your vehicle needs.
Whether you're looking for quality GM parts, or maybe GM Goodrem service, or what about a new or used car, truck, or SUV, we've got them, over 4,000 of them. Come up and visit us. We're at 1465 South Main, just across the river in Burkeville, or you can call us at 1-800-766-9600, or you can see all 4,000 vehicles online at www.donfranklinautos.com.
Carson Sharp has made 5 3-pointers.
Mason Sharp.
That's his little brother, Carson. Right. 5 3-pointers in the third quarter. He's got 19 on the night, and the Dogs are rolling.
Tigers in possession after a Heath Cavs missed layup. Washer puts it up in the paint. No good. Rebound Ashlock. 7:40 to play in this contest. Clay County leads 19. Sharp in the corner again. Fires it. Oh. No good. He airballed that one. I guess his magic went out.
Well, for just a second. It'll be back.
Just a second. The Gordonsville fans wanted to do the old airball chant, but I don't think that they can take away what Mason Sharp has done here in this game.
Mason Sharp got 5. Gordonsville's got 0.
Exactly, in the second half of play. And here we are. Kimes has it. Right wing gets it back to Sharp. He fires again. He misses that one. He did hit the rim that time. Good hustle by Landon Woodcock off of a tip. Jake Ashlock rebound. He gets it. Goes to Emerton for the easy 2 points in the paint. B.J. Emerton, 2 more for him on the night. 6:55 to play here. Clay County leads by 21. Turnover. Heath Kimes, strip Parliament. He gets it to Sharp, who is fouled by Washer on the right block. Mason Sharp will go to the line to shoot 2. I believe you said he had 19 at this point, Thomas. The young man has the opportunity to go to 21 if he can hit these 2 and break that 20 mark for the first time in his young career. Give him 20. The first one's good.
Let's not forget Landon Woodcock has 19 on the night. B.J. Emerton, 15.
Excellent. 3 Dogs in double digits here. Sharp hits the second. He goes to 21 on the night. And I believe probably 17 in the second half of play, perhaps. So here we are. Tigers with the ball. Hutcherson puts it up from right block. No good. Rebound. Woodcock, but he lost the handle. And it was stripped by Hutcherson, who's a fine player for the Tigers. He puts it up, adds 2 more to their tally to make it 68-47. Kimes has the ball. Top of the key, drives inside. Heath lost the handle. Coach Watson, you don't see Mr. Kimes lose the ball much.
No, look, he looked like he was looking for someone to pass to and took his eye off the ball for just a second.
And
but he's right back with a steal.
He does get the steal. A little bit of retribution and a walk, a travel call. Heath planted his foot to pivot it. The foot slid, and they called that a travel. So a series of turnovers here over the last few possessions for each team. Tigers now have it. Man with the ball in the backcourt gets it over to Washer. Washer to Parliament. He crosses the timeline. He's at the top of the key. Shoots from the high post. No good. Saved, though, by Hutcherson. That goes to the hands of Ashlock, who gets it to Woodcock now, who's on left wing for the Dogs. 5:50 to play in this game. B.J. Emerton, right wing, drives inside. Beautiful move. I don't know what you call that little move. He does a little crossover, maybe.
Yeah, but the finish was pretty good.
It was. 2 more points for B.J. Emerton, who's also in double digits in his first start as a Bulldog. Shot up by Hutcherson. Hutcherson taking the bulk of the offensive shots for the Tigers here in the second half, but it was no good. Ben Bailey with the rebound. He gets it to Woodcock, and that ball's knocked out of bounds, though, by Parliament. Currently on the floor for Clay County, we see Ashlock, Woodcock, Bailey, Sharp, and Emberton. Woodcock will run the point as he times will go sit down and get a breather. 5:15 to play. Clay County with a tremendous 23-point lead. This was a close game until Mason Sharp blew it out in the third quarter. Hopefully this Bulldog lead will hold for the remainder of the contest. Woodcock, as he drove to the basket, was fouled. Will go to the line for 2.
I think Heath has been nursing a little bit of a foot injury again tonight. You know, he hurt it a couple of games ago.
Had a deep bruise that he received. I'm not sure. That may have been in our first broadcast against Van Buren County, Coach Watson. And I agree. I don't think he's fully recovered from that.
I think I saw him down there working on it just a minute ago with that muscle roller and trying to work something out of it.
Woodcock hits both of the free throws. Clay County leads by 25. 72-47. Tigers in possession now. Hutcherson has it. Gets it to Washer. Washer to Parliament. Wants to shoot a three. Does not. Goes inside. Shoots a 10-foot jumper. It's good. Parliament, a good player for the Tigers.
I believe that's his first two in a pretty good while, though.
Turnover for Clay County in the front court. Woodcock tried to force it to Emerton. That was not to be so. And Washer now gets it, goes to the other end, and lays it in for two. The lead now cut to 21 by the Tigers. Gordonsville, a very capable team. During that emotional couple of minutes when Shadoin got the technical and Sharp was hot, they just got behind and have yet to recover from that. Ben Bailey has the ball. He's at right wing, drives inside, kicks it out to Woodcock. Woodcock takes a long jumper, and it's good. Right inside the arc for Woodcock on that one. 4 minutes to play. Clay County leads by 23. Parliament has the ball right wing for Gordonsville. Defended by Sharp. He gets it to Hutcherson. He fires a three. No good. Rebound. Mann puts it back in for two. Landon Woodcock has the ball. Finally, Clay County chooses to slow it down a little here. Chew a little time off this clock. If the Bulldogs can come out victorious, they'll go to 2-0 in District 6A play. Mason Sharp now goes between the legs over to Emerton in the left corner. Emerton drives around the arc, and he'll be fouled by Adam Goolsby. Goolsby, the quarterback for the Gordonsville Tigers in football, he's a sophomore, did an excellent job during the football season. The Tigers had an outstanding year. They got knocked out in the third round, actually the second round, by the Wentworth Tigers, who beat Clay County in the first round of the TWA football playoffs. Emerton knocks down the first of two free throws. Coach Watson, we mentioned earlier in the pregame show, a bit of the history of the Tiger basketball program. They made two appearances in the state tournament, Class A state tournament, all the way back in 1973 when it was a small schools tournament,
right.
And then again in 1996. Gordonsville definitely more known as a football tradition here, tradition in football at this school than basketball. I'm sure this is an opponent you saw throughout your coaching career, though.
Yes, and those two teams, one of those teams that went to the state tournament was under legendary coach Turney Ford down here.
Okay, he's a football guy, he's a basketball guy.
Yes, he was,
okay.
A tremendous basketball coach, and a mentor of mine that really took me under his wing a little bit and gave me a lot of advice. A lot of those older guys did that when I first started, and I think they beat us in the second round of the region the year they went to the state tournament.
Okay. 3 minutes remain. A lot of subs in the contest. On the floor right now for Clay County, Gunner Silk, Sage Tiernan, Ben Bailey, Heath Times, and B.J. Emerton.
Emerton likes 1 point for us to have three players with 20. Emerton's got 19, Sharp 21, Woodcock 23, and he's coming off the floor.
Very impressive. I would say the night is done for Emerton as now Kale McBride comes on for him. Subs also on the floor for the Tigers. I'll try to bring those names to you the best I can. Hutcherson still in. He fires a three. No good. He goes out of bounds, and the Clay County Bulldogs will take possession with 2:40 remaining here in the contest. A few of the fans starting to file out already here at the gym at Gordonsville. As they can tell, Clay County has won this contest. It's just a matter of the time ticking off the clock. Ben Bailey now drives in, works it to Jared Markham, who's in. Over to Gunner Silk. Sage Tiernan now behind the arc. Back to Silk. That's Gunner, not Gavin. Gavin's out for about a month with an injury. However, the Dogs have made up for his absence tonight. Bailey has the ball, top of the key. High post now, goes to right block with it, and he'll be called for a travel. On the floor for the Tigers, Adam Brinkley, Colin Howe, Hutcherson still in, Cody Hutcherson. And now we see a shot taken again by Hutcherson. He's taken the majority of the second half shots for the Tigers, and he's good for two on that one. Clay County now leads 76-55. Gunner Silk runs the point for Clay County. Junter, a freshman. He gets in the hands of Ben Bailey, the junior. He's at right wing. Ben drives, works it over to Cale McBride, the junior newcomer, and he'll score. Good for 2 points. Cale McBride, the first points of his high school basketball career. Here's a Clay County Bulldog. And he'll come out as number 14, Jacob Burnett, and number 22, Stephen Webb, enter the contest. Hutcherson now, another jump shot for the Tigers, no good. Rebound, Matthew Jones for the Tigers. Binkley has it at the top of the key. Hutcherson, another jump shot, no good. Rebound, Jacob Burnett. Burnett now driving with the ball. Looks like he's wanting to go all the way to the hoop. Pulls up short, though, back behind the arc. Works it over to Silk. Silk takes the shot from the free throw line. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Gordon's will ball. 1 minute to play here at Gordonsville High School. Clay County going to win this, and they currently lead 78-55. They're going to go to 4-2 on this young season, 2-0 in District 6A play. Binkley runs the point, gets it to Hutcherson. He fires the three. It's good.
I believe that's his first three of this half, isn't it?
I think so. He hit several in the first half, Coach, and I think you're right. He's been in a bit of a drought, as has this entire Gordonsville Tiger team here in the second half of play. 45 seconds remain. Timeout taken, full timeout taken to get subs in. We'll take a full timeout of 60 seconds here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Whether you've been hurt or not, just had surgery, need wound care treatment, come to the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
We return here for the final minute of play. There's 38 seconds on the clock here at Clay County High School. Or not Clay County High School, Gordonsville High School. Whistles blow. Ball had went out of bounds. Gordonsville maintains possession. Ball's worked in for the Tigers. We just heard during that break that Cody Hutcherson, the senior for the Tigers, they let him in, and I kept saying he'd taken a lot of second half shots.
Right.
Coach Watson, you heard the PA announcer say it was the 1,000th point of that young man's career, so congratulations to him. 10 seconds remain now. Gordonsville just hit a 2-point layup. The score 78-60. Clay County misses a 2-pointer. 3-2-1. Buzzer sounds here as Gordonsville hits a 3-point shot. Desperation three to give a final score of 78-63. Clay County goes to 4-2 on the season, 2-0 in District 6A play. Folks, stay with us. We're going to take a break and come back for the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players, both the girls' and boys' games, by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, a final look at area scores of interest, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installations, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Stream that show, new song, movie, or family video. Bottom line, stream without waiting when you choose Twin Lakes. With broadband speeds up to 1 gig, 1,000 megabits per second, you can stream whatever you want, whenever you want, and without the wait. Enjoy your streaming experience when you choose Twin Lakes. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of 7 offices for details or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
We return here to Gordonsville High School, where we bore witness tonight to the Clay County Lady Bulldogs beating the Tigerettes 73-37, and the Clay County Bulldogs beating the Tigers 78-63. At this point in time, we're going to do the Westmoreland Management wrap-up. Final thoughts and stats from the Dogs game tonight. Gentlemen, you know, you had the feeling at halftime that this was going to go down to the wire, but that's not the way it turned out.
It was a 6-point lead. Clay County was ahead. Just a back-and-forth barn burner of a first half. And then enter Mason Sharp.
And it's the hotter he got, the colder they got, looks like.
That's true. Thomas will go through the full run-up of stats in a minute. 5 threes in the third?
5 threes in the third quarter, 16 total points. Finished the night in his first start as a Bulldog with 21. Yep.
I don't think Gordonsville had a three that quarter, did they? I'm not sure, but I don't remember them hitting one.
They made one late one, but okay. That third quarter they went cold, just like we talked about at the half, and we didn't.
It was the story of the game. The first half, Gordonsville, an outstanding-looking basketball team, had a good point guard, good post players, good guard play, just a very well-rounded team that I don't at all look forward to seeing again later on this year because they could be dangerous. But an outstanding night for Coach Rob Edwards in the absence of starter Gavin Silk, who's been out. He's going to be out approximately for a month with a high ankle sprain, I believe is what the report was. And we had a lot of Bulldogs that rose to the occasion tonight getting their first starts.
We did. You got to talk about Mason Sharp blowing this game open. Like I said, in his first start, had 21 points, the 5 3-pointers. In one quarter, 6 total for the game. Could be some kind of record, I'm not sure, but heck of a night for Mason Sharp. Then B.J.
A sub.
That's right.
That's right. Considered a sub until tonight.
Until tonight, right.
His
until
first tonight. Start, yeah. Same thing for B.J. Emerson.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, he was all over the floor tonight, guys, making some plays that kind of opened your eyes and you thought, how'd he do that? You know, he can get from the free throw line to the rim in one step with his length, and he's got 19 on the night in his debut as a starter for the Bulldogs.
Two guys that are getting their career highs. I'm sure that you want to take us through the entire
staff. We can go down the list, and we can't forget Landon Woodcock. He's our leading scorer for the season. We're talking about two guys that had 21 and 19. Well, guess what? Woodcock had 23 to lead us. He's kind of quiet. You know, you don't realize what he's doing for this team, but he just has consistent quarters, 3, 5, you know, 6 points a quarter. To come up with that 25 a game just about every night. I think you said he was averaging right at 18.
Correct.
Huge transfer for us this year. Landon Woodcock's a Clay County Bulldog now, and he's proud to be here.
He
now,
is. Absolutely. We're proud to have him. He is leading the team, and he does do it quietly. Very similar to another Bulldog we
remember
from last year that would quietly have 40-something points.
Right. Let's go down the list here. Ben Bailey played some big minutes tonight, also stepping up.
He had one big bucket tonight.
Had one big three-pointer, 5 points on the night. Heath Kimes and Jake Ashlock both had 4 apiece. We talked about Jake quite a bit. Doesn't really do it with his scoring, but that attitude he brought tonight,
right,
taking care of that bigger guy inside, the grit he had down there was huge in the first half especially, I thought.
We had not seen that out of him yet this
that's
year.
That's right. Maybe that's why I'm so excited.
Yeah, it was nice to see because we had to have it due to Gavin's absence.
Right. And filling out Clay County scoring, Kale McBride picked up his first bucket, maybe of his career, in the late going there. Leading Gordonsville, Cody Hutchinson, who got his 1,000th point tonight. Congratulations to him down at Gordonsville. 21 on the night to lead the Tigers. Joey Barnum at 14. Bill Washer, 9. Hunter Mann, 8. Cole Chidoin, 6. Adam Goosby, 2. Colin Howell, 2. And Justin Key made that 3 at the end to close it to a final of 78-63.
Well, that does conclude our Bulldog Wrap-Up, sponsored by Westmoreland Management, offering local, affordable housing for over 30 years and proud supporters of Clay County Athletics. Don't go away. We're going to come back after one more break, announce the TDS top performers of tonight's game, give a final budget pest control district update, and then sign off. So stay with us here on the Horizon Sports Network. You're listening to the Farm Bureau Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and a final budget pest control scoreboard update as we wrap up the Farm Bureau postgame show after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Are you looking for quality health care close to home? Cumberland River Hospital offers emergency and acute care services, geriatric psychiatric care, outpatient physical therapy, and home health care. Our medical clinic serves geriatric, adult, and pediatric patients. Cumberland River Hospital has been serving this community for over 50 years. Our commitment to our community is a driving force behind what we do. Cumberland River Hospital is a proud supporter of Clay County Boys Basketball. It's the way we care.
Don Franklin Burksville Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Clay County Basketball. We're also proud to offer the folks of Clay County a state-of-the-art facility for all your vehicle needs. Whether you're looking for quality GM parts, or maybe GM Goodrem service, or what about a new or used car, truck, or SUV? We've got them, over 4,000 of them. Come up and visit us. We're at 1465 South Main, just across the river in Burksville, or you can call us at 1-800-766-9600, or you can see all 4,000 vehicles online at www.donfranklinautos.com.
We return here to the Farm Bureau post-game show on the Horizon Sports Network. And now it's time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's game. Games up, plural. First of all, in the girls' contest, tonight's TDS top performer, out of several we could have chosen, was Brittany Boone. She had 10 points, all that came in the first half, which is the majority of what she played. Coach Walker going to the bench pretty early and often. She scored the first 2 points of the contest to get the night started and very quickly came in there again to score two more and go to the free throw line and hit some as well. Brittany played a great game, had a lot of good defensive plays, a lot of rebounds, and we went with her as our third girls TDS top performer on our Game of the Week broadcasts.
Best I remember, she finished off that first 15-0 run that kind of blew the game open for the Lady Dogs with two straight, I think she made two free throws and then another bucket to kind of blow this thing open. Good to see the senior Brittany Boone.
Yes, played under control tonight very well.
Certainly so. Thomas, you want to do the boys' performer for us?
Well, I don't think it's much of a secret here. It's got to be Mason Sharp, the sophomore sharpshooter. That's what we got to call him.
There you go.
He had 5 threes in the third quarter, 16 total points in that quarter to blow this game open. Close the door, turn the lights out, however you want to put it. Mason Sharp did that in the third quarter of this ball game. 6 three-pointers on the night, had one in the first and those 5 in the third quarter for a total of 21 points in his first start, Coach.
Yes, and he couldn't believe when he started missing, I don't believe.
Yeah, well, I couldn't believe it when he did. And, you know, everybody in the building at that point in time, you know, they were going to him. There wasn't
yes,
a player on that squad that was going to take a shot.
That's right.
Other than Mason Sharp until that little streak ended,
and that's what you like to see on a
yes,
team.
Yes, absolutely.
Feed the guy that's got the hot hand. And Mason Sharp was burning off.
He was. He certainly was. Well, that was the TDS top performers. They were brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. We're going to go ahead and do one final District 6A boys update. We don't have final scores, but this is who played who tonight. Obviously, Clay County was here, and we did win 78-63 over Gordonsville. We're now 4-2 overall and 2-0 in district play. Gordonsville fell to 5-5 overall and 1-1 in District 6 play. Clark Raines, 7-3 overall and 0-1 in district play, was playing host to Trousdale County, 3-2 overall, 0-1 in district play. Jackson County, 3-2 overall, 0-1 in District 6, was playing host to Pickett County's boys, who were 5-1 overall and 1-0 in the district.
Anxious to see the score from that one.
Absolutely. And Monterey, I think maybe the preseason pick of the boys here in the district, 6-1 overall, 1-0 in District 6, was playing host to Red Bull and Springs boys, who were 8-2 overall and 0-1 in the district. That's been the District 6A Boys Update, brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Prevent them or kill them. We don't care which. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead in a few moments and conclude our broadcast. We did see the girls tonight win 73-37 over the Tigerettes, and the Bulldogs won 78-63 over the Tigers. Next action for the teams will be Tuesday night, December the 12th, at Salina against Trousdale County, another new District 6 opponent. We will be carrying that broadcast here on the Horizon Sports Network. Guys, before we sign off for the final time here, any final thoughts from either one of you?
Well, it's been a pleasure once again being here, and it was a
two outstanding basketball games tonight, and look like we had someone emerge tonight that may be a big, big help down the road for us.
Absolutely.
Same thing Coach says. Coach, it's great to have you with us again. I appreciate you stepping in and being with us, especially making this long road trip. It's an honor to have you here with us.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, both teams won tonight. We're going to go ahead and sign off here. So for Thomas Watson and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.